This is Chi High Hockey.
WOGO. Your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's the voice of the Cardinals, Greg Stewart.
WOGO.
Go Cards.
Your sports station.
Good evening, everybody. We're at the Chippewa Ice Rink tonight. Ice Arena tonight for Chi High, the third-ranked Cardinals, against Wausau West. Good to have you along. Greg Stewart here, along with Cooper Fosvick, and Dawson Halverson's back at our WOGO studios tonight, our producer. And right off the top, I want to apologize for my voice. Somehow got a little laryngitis over the weekend, so I don't know. I would love to be in full voice here, Coop, but God had other ideas, I guess, so thy will be done, and we'll just work our way through the night. Hopefully it'll hold up through the entire three periods here.
Well, Greg, you're very tough. I think you can handle it.
You gotta be tough, right?
Yeah.
This is hockey. It's
yes,
a tough game. So Chi High, 11-3 overall. They're 5-2 in conference. Non-conference affair here tonight against Wausau West. They are 7-8, 4-1 in the Valley Conference. And this is a team that program that we've faced before. It's kind of been sprinkled in our schedule from time to time. Last year, we beat West during the regular season, and a few years ago, it was the 2020 season. We beat them 8-1 in that sectional semifinal to face Hudson, and then beat them and then went on to state. So we've seen Wausau West a few times. Good program. They've been to state 17 times as a program, and this is a team that won state in 2011. Goes all the way back to Pete Susan's as head coach there. Just a solid Wausau West program. So it's the first of a very tough week with West tonight. This is a makeup game from back in December that was snowed out. And then Superior on the road tomorrow night, back here against Hudson on Thursday night. So the Cards, boy, they're going to have to have their heads on straight this week.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, this is probably going to be the hardest week that any team in the whole state will have all season. So I think it's going to be important for the Cards to come out strong tonight, but just kind of take it one game at a time. They're going to get tired, obviously, so we'll see how that goes as the week goes on. But as for tonight, they're facing a really tough Wausau team. Wausau is a team that, no matter what, every single year they're going to be a contender.
Yeah, so yeah. They're under a game under 500 right now, but a young team. They're especially young on the backside with a younger defenseman. And then they lost Adam Prokop, who just had a sensational career as a goaltender at Wausau West. And he has moved on. He's playing at the next level down in Milwaukee. So they've got a goaltender that's kind of new to the biz for them starting for Wausau West.
Right, and we've kind of got a similar situation, right?
Yep.
So
yeah,
we know what that's like. I'm sure he's a very talented goaltender.
Right.
But I think it's going to be super important tonight for Chi to test this young goaltender and kind of just shoot the puck from everywhere. I think that, the more shots on a young goaltender, the better. And I'm really expecting Coach Parker to kind of preach the same thing.
Yep. And talking to him before the game started here tonight, he's not sure, what team's going to show up. They had one of those games where you pad the stats, 14-2 win over River Falls in their last game. And I'm not sure that really helps them at all. It puts numbers on the stat sheet, but that's about it.
Right. I've talked about that before, because we've called a couple games similar to that this year, and I always talk about you don't want to create bad habits in games like that, and it's really easy to do, and you can kind of get away with stuff that you really can't in other games.
Yep.
I'm kind of curious to see how the Cards come out. It'll come down a lot to their leadership and how Jack Bovey kind of directs his squadron tonight.
Mm-hmm.
and also just, you know, the coaches, you know, kind of their mood, you know, are they going to be kind of lax, right, like, hey, we won, or are they going to be really stern, like, we don't care about last game, it's time to go tonight.
Yeah, Chi High has won two in a row, beat Memorial in our last radio game at Hobbs 5-1, and then the 14-2 humbling of River Falls here the other night. Meanwhile, Wausau West had lost five in a row. They broke that losing skid with a 5-4 win over Middleton, and their head coach is Brian Brandt Jr., and he's in his ninth season there at Wausau West, and he says he got a young team. He doesn't know from night to night what team's going to show up. He's hoping that they can string some wins here together after the 5-4 win over Middleton, but they are 7-8 on the season. Still a dangerous opponent coming in here.
Yeah, no matter what, Wausau West, you see that on the schedule, you know you got to bring your best game.
All right, we're going to continue. This is Cardinal Countdown. We'll have our Toyson Ford keys to the game, starting lineups to come to, and puck drop at the top of the hour here on Logo. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Hy-Vee's low price lockdown is just another reason you'll find a smile down every aisle. Saving you money is Hy-Vee's first priority, and the red low price lockdown tag means you're getting the lowest price in town. Hy-Vee shops the competition so you don't have to, and the lockdown symbol means you can rest assured those prices won't change unless they lower them. Making your life easier with the low price lockdown. Your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Cardinal Countdown tonight from the Chippewa Ice Arena. Greg Stewart along with Cooper Fosvick and Dawson, awesome Dawson Halverson, our producer tonight at the WOGO Studios. And it's time for our Toys and Ford keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Coop, what do you think? What are the keys in your mind to a victory here tonight in the non-conference game?
I think the first thing that kind of came to my mind here was Derek Strong having a clear line of sight tonight. Mm-hmm. It's super important, to, you know, in the defensive zone for our defensemen and our centers, for that matter, to clear the front of the net so Strong has a clear line of sight, make that first save real easy. I think the second team is that second thing is going to be special teams. I have a feeling that you know, the refs are probably going to be calling it pretty tight tonight.
Yep. They did in the JV game, which by the way, West beat Chippewa 8-2.
Right. So, but yeah, a lot of penalties both ways that game. I'm kind of expecting potentially the same thing. So our penalty kill and our power play have got to be really strong. Mm-hmm. And I think the last thing, and I said this last game, so I'm going with it again, play three full periods, put a whole game together just like they did against Memorial.
Yep.
And if they do that,
absolutely,
they're a super dangerous
team. They were on fire against the Abes.
Exactly.
Got to be that way every game this week. I mean, this is a team, you know, they look beatable on paper, a game under 500. But I'll tell you, Wausau West, anytime they hit the ice, you got to be careful against this team.
Exactly.
Good thoughts. Toys and Ford, keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you're going to find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. By the way, we're on Cards TV tonight, so you can go to our WOGO sports schedule page at WOGO.com. Right at the bottom of that sports schedule page is a link to Cards TV. And also tonight we want to send our condolences out to the Hertzfeldt family. Matt Hertzfeldt, former captain of the 99 state tournament team, the forward on that team, and just a Cards supporter through the years, loves Cards hockey, bleeds red and black hockey. Matt Hertzfeldt lost his dad. He was 75 years of age, Tim Hertzfeldt, and he was a huge booster of Cards hockey. In fact, I saw last time I saw him was at State, that 2019-2020 team that went to State, and he still had his 99 Cards T-shirt on.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I didn't know him very well. I'm lucky enough to know Matt quite well. I played actually with him on his team in the Cards alumni tournament, and his dad was there all day.
Yeah,
and he was just quite the presence, and you know, he was just helping out with the tournament because he's a Cards guy.
I was sad
to hear that, and definitely thinking about Matt a lot.
So our thoughts and prayers going out to the Hertzfeldt family here this week as Tim's funeral is going to be tomorrow in Onalaska. All right, we'll continue. We'll catch up with Austin Taylor, the assistant coach with the Cards at rink level, in just a moment. So stay with us. This is Cards Countdown on WOGO Radio.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful no-look bounce pass. Wide open for two, the senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Ty High with a chance. And a win it! Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
All right. This is the one. Here we go. Logo coverage of Cards hockey tonight in Chi-High and Wausau West on a Monday night, a game that was snowed out back in December. We bring it here to you tonight. Let's go downstairs, and Coop is with assistant coach Austin Taylor.
Hey, thanks, Greg. We're down here with Austin Taylor. Coach, huge cheating game tonight. Where are you looking for production from?
You know, we're at our best when we're getting in from all three lines, right? We don't want to rely on one line too heavily, but if we can get all three lines clicking and moving the puck and playing the right way, I think that's really what we need to be a successful team. And it kind of shows throughout the year that that's where we have had the most success. So all three lines producing, playing well, coming out on a hot start. We've improved on that a little bit as of late, so hopefully we can keep growing in that area as well.
Obviously, we got a huge week coming up. We got Superior on Tuesday, Hudson on Thursday. How important is this first game? Get off to a good start.
Yeah, you know, it's huge, right? Like, you always want to start your week off on a good week. And, you know, typically we come into Monday practice and you're kind of like, oh, boy, what are we going to get tonight? But the guys seem to be ready to go tonight and, you know, a big game. And like you said, you kind of go through the gauntlet with West, Superior, and Hudson and Memorial last week. So, yeah, just one game at a time. Obviously, not to do the old cliches or whatever, but you got to win the first one. And like you said, hopefully that can lead into some momentum and carry you out throughout the week. So,
absolutely. Lastly, as always, what are you expecting out of Wausau West tonight?
It's going to be Wausau West hockey, man. They're going to be big. They're going to be physical. They're going to have some big defensemen that's going to make life tough for our forwards. But what we want to do is try to get pucks in deep on them. Make them turn around, be chasing all night. If we can get on them right away, that'll, I think, kind of be a big part of our success. So, yeah, just we want to play our style of hockey, right? Like, we're a fast, quick, you know, high-paced team. So we want to keep the outside, move the puck around, and, you know, stay off the walls a little bit. So,
awesome. Thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight. Back up to you, Greg.
All right, Coop, thanks very much. Here's a goalie matchup tonight for Wausau West, replacing Adam Prokop, who was just a wall for years for West in between the pipes. It's Parks Gunther. He is a junior. Comes in here with a save percentage of .896, goals against average of 3.40, and he is 5-6 on the year. For the Cards, it's the sophomore Derek Strong. He is 5'10", 240 pounds, goals against average 1.79, save percentage of .914, and he is 11-3 on the season. So there you go. Chi-High and Wausau West tonight. The Cards at 11-3, and West is at 9-7 coming in here. Well, Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. Three generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. That's StelterIncorporated.com. Our officials tonight is Grady Richards and Jay Dupree. They are the referees, and the linesman is Forrest Dupree here tonight, and they call it very close. So I think right away they're going to try to rein things in, Coop, make sure this game doesn't get out of hand.
Right, yeah. You know, I've coached with this crew. I've played against this crew. they call a tight game. They always do. But you know what you're getting every single time.
Right.
They're very consistent, so that's a plus. And Coach Parker knows this, so this will be brought up in the locker room many times. Most of the players by this point know who they are, know how they call the game. So we have that in our corner, kind of, just because these are refs that we're used to. We know how they call. They're good refs. Should be a close game.
Keep it clean. Right. Don't spend a lot of time in the box. Wausau West, by the way, has got a power play at 47.6%. So
that's impressive.
You do not want to give them the man advantage.
No kidding.
Out
and
here
like
tonight.
That was one of my keys to the game. Special teams in games like this, special teams can make or break you.
Yeah, Chi High so, special important. Teams are improving. They're at 21.1%. Remember, early on this year, for weeks and weeks, we just had an anemic power play. Nothing, virtually nothing from the power play. And finally, they're starting to bury the puck here on the man advantage and special teams.
Yeah, the way I understand, Coach Bob Thorpe kind of stepped in there and was like, okay, guys, here's how the blue gold to it. This is how we're going to do it.
This ain't working.
Right. So it's definitely nice to have that experience on your bench, and it's obviously made a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Cards with three big games in a matter of 4 days. As a coach, and you've coached this team, how are you trying to conserve your guys and get them to play at 100%, but yet not flame out early in the week?
Yeah, it's a really tough balance. So, you know, I guarantee you they're preaching in the locker room, hey, one day at a time, we got to focus on tonight, and that's true. But it'd also be really nice to get some of these young guys involved in the game, kind of let our starters, if you will, kind of save their legs. So I think the third and fourth line, or third line especially, and our fifth and sixth D will be really, really important.
All right. This is Cardinal Countdown. Just a few minutes away from the drop of the puck here tonight. Wausau West coming to town, and Chi High hosting West here tonight in high school boys hockey. By the way, we have girls hockey for you tomorrow, CFM and Hudson, and we'll have that for you at 6:40 with our pregame show here on WOGO Radio. We will return in just a minute and have the announcement of the starting lineups tonight and the puck drop on WOGO. Stay tuned.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
It's the Cards and the Warriors here tonight. Wausau West in the blue sweaters with the yellow and white trim, and Chi High with the home whites here tonight and the black and red trim. Cards ranked third in the state coming in here. In fact, a decided BRC presence in the top six. So you got Notre Dame and then Bayport, a couple of teams from the Green Bay area. Then you got Chippewa, Eau Claire Memorial, U School, and Hudson rounding out the top six. So three of those teams in the top six this week are from the BRC, and we're going to see number six here later in the week.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
It is.
Every year it seems like the BRC just gets better and better, so I love to see that.
Me too. And then you got D2 New Richmond, top team. We played them here, lost to them here at home. We'll play them again on the road in a few weeks.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're in the mix too, but they're in D2.
I'm guessing that they're going to be a state contender D2 for
I
sure.
I think so too. All right, let's go to Tom Voidel with the starting lineups and the announcement of players here. Here's the voice of the Chippewa Ice Arena, Tom Voidel.
First introducing the starting line for the Wausau West Warriors, in goal, number 31, Parks Gunther. The defenseman, number 3, Grant Winsenson. And number 17, Ryan Ellis. The center, number 19, Grant Homstead. And the wings, number 13, Thomas Garum. And number 20, Judah Leader. And the rest of the Warriors, along with their head coach, Brian Brandt Jr., and assistant coaches Travis Brown and Sam Wiegert. And now, ladies and gentlemen, before we introduce the starting line for the Cardinals, we're going to introduce tonight's youth hockey player of the night. And tonight's youth hockey player is Jackson Hulse. Jackson plays defense on the Chippewa Thunder Mites team and is a third grader at Parkview Elementary. His favorite NHL team is the Minnesota Wild. His parents are Samantha Hulse. And Jackson has been skating out with sophomore defenseman Sam Aber. Ladies and gentlemen, Jackson Hulse. And now, introducing the starting line for the Cardinals. In goal, number 35, Derek Strong. The defenseman, number 22, Caden Svoboda. And number 23, Jackson Boland. The center, number 7, Mason Johnson. And the wings, number 8, Jackson Hoym. And number 27, Ethan Foyles. And the rest of the Cardinals, along with their head coach, Scott Parker, and assistant coaches Bob Thorpe and Austin Taylor.
All right, there you go. We're ready for hockey here on WOGO Radio, WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Puck drop just ahead. Stay tuned.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
With a Royal Credit Union checking account, you get endless ways to bank, save, and spend. Royal's checking accounts offer all the benefits you need, like no minimum balance, no monthly fees, and customizable real-time alerts. You'll have access to our free online banking and mobile app, so managing your account is easy. We're in your neighborhood, on your phone, and here to help. Open your checking account with Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/royalcheckingaccount. Insured by NCUA.
Greg and Coop up here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. Dawson Halverson at the WOGO Studios tonight, keeping us on the air in Chi-High and Wausau West here tonight as the players gather around their goaltenders here tonight. Had a good season for Derek Strong. Didn't know how we're going to replace Bridger Fixmer, but Strong has been steady. 1.79 goals against average, 914 save percentage. And he's not a stand-on-your-head goaltender, but he's just been solid, I would say, for Chi-High this year.
Right. I mean, I feel like he's done everything Chi-High's asked him to do this season, which is a lot.
Yeah.
But, to fill Bridger Fixmer's shoes. But obviously, you know, he's got a pretty good record. We're ranked third in the state. I mean, what more can you really ask for?
Right. A couple of juniors and a sophomore up front for Chi-High. On the forward line, you got Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym, and Ethan Foyles. And it's an all-senior line for Brian Brandt's Wausau West Warriors in Leader, Homestead, and Garum, and a senior and junior defensively to open things up, and Chi-High dumps it in right away. Mason Johnson has had a great season, along with his line mate,
Jackson Hoym, who leads the team in points, and the puck is down in the Wausau West end of the ice. Chipped ahead by the Warriors, and they clear out to center, but it's dumped right back in again by Swobes, and he'll skate off. A quick line change defensively. Thorpe is out there now for Chi High, and Brett Krista along the blue stripe. Still caught up in the Wausau West end of the ice. Chi High trying to hold the zone, and this is going to squeeze past Krista, and they'll have to reset back at their own zone. Here's Krista, comes up, shovels one in. This one bounces off the inboards from left to right, goes into the corner, curls around. Wausau West trying to hit a forward to bring it out. This one is thrown back in toward the goaltender, Gunther, and he'll hang on for the save right there. Just underway tonight. West and Chi High, the first of three really big games for the Cards. You got West tonight, Superior tomorrow night in the road trip up north to the Twin Ports, and then Hudson on Thursday night, the defending state champions. Wausau West brings it on the half wall. Good keep right there by Krista, and here comes Jack Bobby. Comes in, fans on it, picks up his own rebound, but can't control, and this one slides into the corner, but the Cards keep it inside the blue line. Here is Gus Thorpe. Banks one off the wall. Goes into the right-wing corner. Cards in the midst of a change. Carter Bobby out there right now, and he's played very well the last couple of weeks. Bobby got a piece of the rock. This one is dumped into the right-wing corner. Cards on the attack. Twisting and firing one was Lindstrom. Lindy got a little bit of it, but fanned just as he was about to pound one in on the goaltender, Gunther. He rockets around the zone. Cards trying to keep it in, and here comes Wausau West. It's the defenseman, Cooper DePoit, who came up and able to get a one-handed shovel pass ahead, and now it's in the Chi High zone. Here is West. Quick wrist shot right there by DePoit, and that one didn't make it to the net. Blocked out in front, ricocheted into the corner, and Wausau West has got it just inside their zone. Now it's brought up, intercepted right there by the Cards. Swoboda. He glanced one off the wall, but pumped right back in by Wausau West. Now the Cards. Lead pass for Jackson Hoyne. Skates in over the line, drifts off into the left wing corner, then lost the puck, picks it right back up again. Tried to hit Mason Johnson. Goes back to the point, but Swobes can't hold it in. And this one's going to squirt loose out at neutral. Who's going to gather it in? Chi High back in their own zone's got some time and space, and here is Thorpe. Skate stops, finds an opening, and throws it up the ice, but that's an icing call against Chi High. 14 minutes left to go in the first period.
Pretty back and forth so far, but definitely leaning towards Chi High. We've had a couple nice opportunities, but the shots just haven't been there yet. One really nice block shot on Jack Bobby there, but good start so far.
3 minutes gone in the period. Faceoff in the Chi High zone. This one pulled back into the corner by MJ Mason Johnson. And here is Foyles on this first line. An offsides call right there as the puck lost some velocity coming in. Ethan Foyles playing up on this line right now at Memorial. He was kind of back and forth. He started out on the line and got pulled back again. They made a switch. And right. Where do you think that is in the process?
They're giving Ethan Foyles another chance up on the top line there. He must have shown him something in practice or something in the third period of that game.
Now he's out, and Jack Bovey's line is in right now. Here is Bovey wheeling and dealing into the corner in the Wausau West zone. Now it comes back to the point. One-timer right there by Swobes, but didn't get through. And deflects off into the left-wing corner. Pull down is Jackson LeMay. No call there. Thought he might have gotten a call for a hold or a trip. But they play on here, and this one is bounced in on Derek Strong. And he'll smother it up here with 13:21 left to go in this first period.
Yeah, kind of one of those instances there where you usually see the arm go up, but they held off.
And it was close.
I kind of like that early in the game.
Yep.
Let them play.
Let them play. You bet. Face off in the Chi High zone. Left wing circle. This one wrapped around the boards. Going to be picked up by Carter Bobby. He's just going to play it back for his D. And they'll play it back to him. Bobby on the yellow stripe is going to carry it up and then rubbed on the wall. Lost the rock and Here is Wausau West. They try to stretch a pass ahead. That would pick, and Chi High maneuvers back up the ice, and here they come. Carter Bovey across the blue stripe. A wrist shot went a few feet wide left, and this one's going to be on the half wall, and coming up to hold it is Krista. Set that one in the left wing corner. Here is Lendy. On the pick, Lendy with a shot, and it's ripped out of the air by Guther on the glove side for Wausau West, and he'll hang on to that one.
Some nice traffic in front of the net there.
Right.
Just squeaked through our guys. Goalie made a nice save.
12:37 left to go. First period, no score. Chi High and Wausau West. And the Cards take the draw. Here's Thorpe. Goes off to his left for Krista. One-timer. And that one squeezed into the pads and into the mitt there by Gunther for the faceoff in the Wausau West zone. Well, make a difference in your community with a Royal Credit Union checking account. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back in your community through the nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. Learn more at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA. Face off in the Wausau West zone, carried out by the Warriors. Here is Judah Leader on that first line. Comes in and launches a shot right at Derek Strong. He closed the pads quickly and held on for the faceoff in the Chi High zone. 12:07 left to go here in the first. A penalty-riddled JV game tonight with a whole bunch of calls as Chi High lost 8-2, but right now no penalties yet in this game. Teams generally keeping it clean, and the puck in the Chi High end of the ice. Big check there by Jack. Puck was freed up, and here comes Chi High in the breakout. They get it over to Jackson LeMay. He's into the zone. Shuttles a pass toward Jack Bovey. Couldn't connect, and the puck on the side of the cage now. Scramble for it right there. And covered up by Gunther long enough for the faceoff in the west zone.
Chi High showing a little physical presence there. We had a nice hit by LeMay down in their defensive zone, and then Jack Bovey just leveled that guy there. That was a really clean hit. Love to see it.
Yeah, you don't see as much hitting as you used to.
Right.
And it's nice to see it when it's clean. It's certainly a part of the game. Here comes West out to neutral. That one intercepted, and a Chi High player went down. That was Jack Bovey. No call right there. Bovey was heading into the Wausau West, into the ice. I think he's okay, but he took a serious tumble right there. West comes in. There's a shot wide of the cage. Chi High trying to clear, and they get it just past the blue line. Nice job there by Lindy to lift the stick of the Wausau West player so it glided into the west zone. Now it's back in Wausau's end of the ice, and Lindstrom's going to jump right on it. Side of the cage, or side of the net, on the left side, and here is Thorpe. Shuttles one into the right wing corner. Scramble for it right there. Who's going to come out? Peeled off the wall, and big forecheck there by Carter Bovey, and it's going to come to Reed Post. Had a couple of goals the other night against River Falls. Hard wrist shot on net. That one glances off the goaltender, up into the netting, and out of play.
Reed Post shot that puck so hard you couldn't hardly see it, but it went off the crossbar, and we were just that close, but
wow.
What an aggressive forecheck by that line there.
Yeah.
Carter Bovey was like a one-man wrecking crew.
Yeah, he's inspired here in the last week or two for sure. Faceoff coming just below our broadcast facility here. Glove side of Gunther, and this one is tripped out of play. So they'll put it in the same spot. Face off, right wing wheel. And this one is pushed deep in the Wausau zone. Now the intercept, and here comes West. It is across the line. And that one held out by Garam into the zone. And this one swept out by Chi High. Back to the West D. Picked up there by Ellis, the senior. Locks one in, but way wide of the cage. And it's 1-on-5 right now. West in the midst of a line change. This one pulled back out to neutral, but the Warriors able to pin it in for a few moments here. Chi High in the breakout. Lead pass right there for Jackson Hoyne. in between his skates, and an icing call here on Chi High. So we'll have the faceoff in the Card zone here. 9:52 left to go. First period, no score. Shots are 7-2 in favor of the Cards so far. No score up on the board, though. And here is a pass ahead for Reed Post. Reed's got Lindy on his wing. Decides to take the shot himself. Thumped into the corner by Gunther. Right out of the tape of Post. Post skates from left to right and moves it around. And a score right there for Chi High. Reed Post manufactured that from behind the net. And it's 1-0 Cards.
Let me tell you, this line has showed up to play today. Ezra Lindstrom, Reed Post, and Carter Bovey. Sorry, there's so many Boveys.
Yeah, the ball's true.
They have, that's their third really good shift of the game, and it was only a matter of time before they found the back of the net.
7:26. Time of the goal here. As, like you say, that line has really been solid here tonight, working hard. And the hard work paid off right there as Chi High. Carter Bovey is going to get the goal. Reed Post will get the assist from behind Guthrie. He laid it right out in front for Bovey. And time of that goal was 6:14. The first period, fifth goal of the year for Carter Bovey. And most of those have come in the last, well, I'd say week and a half to 2 weeks here. Here is Carlson. Carlson just dropped it back for Swobes. And he'll turn and throw it up the wall on the near wing. And now Wausau West gathers up the puck just inside the blue line. Riding right along the line is Thomas Garam, right winger on this first line. Garam just rode the blue line and then turned it into the Chi High zone. And then the puck was deflected up and out of play here. 8:37 left to go, first period. So we got the 1-0 lead on Carter Bovey's goal here. And shots are 9-2 in favor of Chi High. And now they're going to bring the puck. Are they going to bring it out here? Oh, we got a boarding call.
All right.
Oh, man. So Chi High is going to be down a man here. A five-minute major for boarding.
I do not feel like that was a violent hit by any means. The state wants you to wrap up, which he should have done. It was definitely a penalty, but I don't know if it was warranted for 5 minutes.
So Swoboda will sit for five here. And Wausau West has got the puck on the power play. Like I said, they've got a terrific power play at 47.6%. We're watching it for the first time here tonight. Chi High trying to sweep it out, and they do. Good job that time by Jackson Hoym. Hoym trying to dangle his way past the D himself, shorthanded, but it's picked off, and Wausau West has got it. Now we're going to get another call here, I think, on Hoym for the hold. Maybe a little frustration, and he couldn't complete the scoring chance at the other end, so he's called for holding. Now we got a 5-on-3 here, Coop.
Yeah, that was a poor call. He got around him. He did turn him, but that's definitely not a hold. They're going to start calling it this way. It should get interesting.
8:02 left, first period. Cards up 1-0, but now has to kill off a 5-on-3 for 2 minutes because we got the five-minute major on Swoboda up there, so he's sitting for a long time. Face off in the Chi High zone. And it's going to be Jackson Hoym trying to take it. That was Mason Johnson. I think I may have said Hoym. Mason Johnson got the gate for the holding call. So Hoym out there with Thorpe. And Krista, there's a shot that goes in. Top of the circle on the right wing side. I think that was Garam who wound and shot. That was Garam, the captain of this team. And we're all tied at one.
Not much the Cards can do about that one. Just a beautiful shot upstairs. We get one guy back, but we're still going to be shorthanded here for a while. So
9:13, the time of that goal. First line goal, first line unit for Wausau West on the power play. And they do have a terrific power play. They move it around. That's why it's almost 50%. Armstead will get the goal, not Garam. And Leader is going to get an assist along with Damro. And Leader, number 20, will get an assist. So it's not 13, but 19 on that score for Wausau West. And we're tied at one apiece, and that should be an icy call right there. Wausau West threw it all the way down the ice and didn't get called for it. There's a shot right on for Chai High. Cards trying to score shorthanded. This is Jackson LeMay, who sweeps it on the backhand into the corner. LeMay still controlling. And now it comes around to Carter Bobey on the left wing side. Kicks it up on his blade. Bobey's got it. Harassed as he came along the goal line by Garam, and finally rode him right off the puck. But great job right there by Carter Bobey and Jackson Hoym out there for Chai High. And Hoym throws this one around the wall, and Chai High gathers it up in their own zone, and we'll take some time off the clock here. This is Krista, comes up, rink wide pass, a dump right into the right wing corner. And it's going to be picked up by West. Now they exit the zone, but it's going to be all the way down. This communication on the pass, and that will be an icing call on West. We're tied at one apiece as West scored on the 5-on-3.
The Cardinal kill has been awesome.
Yeah.
Great plays by Carter Bovey and Jackson Hoym. Five on two, just controlling the puck. Really impressive.
87.5% of the kill, and a one-timer from Thorpe. Heavy shot that came right into Gunther. He's able to knock it down and hold on here for the faceoff in the Wausau zone. 5-on-4 right now with the goal by West. Here is Thorpe. Holds it in, turns. Had no shooting angle, so just dumped it in the right wing corner. And now West is going to carry it out to neutral ice. This one drifts into the Chai High zone, and they'll toss this one at Derek Strong, and the sophomore goalie makes the save right there. 5:50 left to go, first period. What a piece. Chai High scored first at 7:26 of the period, and then it was Grant Holmstead on the power play at 9:13. Cards with the heart around, couldn't clear. And now it comes over to DePoint, turns, guns one on net. Here's Chai High with a chance. It is Jackson Hoym. Hoym was into the zone. DePoint caught him. And the Wausau West Warriors turn it back the other way. Oh, big save right there by Derek Strong as they had a nice tic-tac-toe pass. Tried to go back door. And Strong kicked his leg out right on the right post and made a beautiful save. Still a minute 37 on the power play of 5-minute major here, 4-minute major on Caden Swoboda. 5:04 left to go here in the first period as this one's dumped all the way down into the Warriors' end. Working his way up the ice is Cooper DePoint. The freshman comes in and then is dropped on a big-time check as he came into the zone. The puck is loose. And Chai High will dump it on the clear right there. Sam Hebert picked it up and tossed it down the ice. West gets organized. They come up and they intercept for Chai High right inside their blue line. Wausau West stacks it up as they come in. Here is Chase Crass on the half wall in the Chai High zone. 44 seconds left to go in the man advantage. 4:18. On the clock left here are the first shots, 12-7, with Chai High on top in that department. And again, a nice clear by the Cards. Carter Bobey, the chaser, at the other end of the ice. Here comes Holmstead, scored the only Wausau West goal in an offsides call right there. Holmstead weaving his way up the ice, and one of his teammates was in the zone a little early.
That's unfortunate for Wausau West, but we'll take it.
We will, absolutely. Well, White City Glass salutes all the hard-working athletes for all of your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass
of Chippewa Falls. Here's Jackson Boland. Rips one up the wall. Still a power play here for another 10 seconds. So Chi-High has the ability to just dump that puck. Wausau West comes up. Cards clog the neutral zone. And they're into our end of the ice with 3:35 left to go. And finally, we're back to five players here. As the Cards get a full complement of players. Here they come, trying to put some rubber on Gunther. They got the puck in on the goaltender, made the save, turned that one into the right wing corner. Cards with a shot right at the point. That's Hebert through a lot of traffic. Kind of tied Gunther up a little bit. And Hebert goes backpedaling, picks up the puck, banks it off the wall, out to neutral. There is Thorpe, slaps one into the left wing corner. Lindy comes off, trades places with Mason Johnson. And that line is complete now, that first line. Here's Gus Thorpe, leads him in. Thorpe with a wrist shot. That one glided over the goaltender, ripped off the window, and into the right wing corner. Puck is brought in on the right side! And it is Mason Johnson with the goal. Jackson Hoyne manufactured that one. He came in on the goaltender, and then Mason Johnson picked up the rebound for the goal. It's 2-1.
How good is he down low?
Oh, man.
I mean, he is just shifty, and he's so strong on the puck. And then, you know, to have his buddy Mason Johnson come in.
Those guys just work like, you know, a symphony down there.
it's fun to watch, and that was a heck of a finish by Mason Johnson.
Time of that goal, 14:29 here in the first. And Mason with his 11th goal of the year, his 27th point. Jackson Hoyne's going to pick up an assist. That's his 15th, his 32nd point of the season. And the Cards are back up 2-1 with 2:35 left to go here in the first. Chi-High with the icing call is going to have the puck dropped in their own zone. Thrown around the wall. And Chi-High comes out of it. Here is Jack Bobey. Bobey with some energy comes into the zone, then lost the puck. Swept into the left wing corner by Jackson LeMay. And Wausau West pumps it up the ice. Nice keep right here on the near side by the Cards. Here is Carlson. Tried to throw it in and follow up his shot, but couldn't find it. And Wausau West comes back into the Chi-High zone. This one goes hard around the wall, comes back to the point. A one-timer right there, teed up by Thomas Garam. Pardon me, that's Mason DeBrew, the defenseman, who ripped one over the crossbar. And this one ricochets in the left-wing corner. A minute 45 left to go here in the period. Chi-High trying to throw it into the corner, out of the slot area. And this one's dish into the right-wing corner. There's a one-timer on net. Saved by Strong as he turns that one into the right wing corner. Picked up by Wausau West, and a hard shot right there by Judah Leader, the forward on this first line, a senior. And finally, the loose change is dropped down the ice by Caden Swoboda, and that will draw the icing call right here.
So here we saw the first time the Cardinals have gotten pinned down tonight. Our wingers were not engaging at all to those defensemen. They had all day to skate the puck. And then we saw Derek Strong make a couple of huge saves. Kate really came through for us there.
1:16 left to go. He had another beautiful save earlier in the period. So he's on his game right now. Back to the point. Huge wide right there by the West defenseman. And here comes Chi-High. Jackson Hoyne with some wheels moves in. Floats in behind Gunther. And looking for a pass out in front. It's going to come back to the point. Here is Thornton with a shot. And then the rebound picked up by the Cards. Lower part of the wheel. They turn and rip one toward the net. And this one's going to come on the half wall. And Thornton will cycle it down low. Over towards Jackson Hoyne. And Hoyne in behind the cage. Looking to throw one out in front. And Wausau West will come up the ice. And we got an icing call right here against West with 30.6 seconds to go. So an offensive zone face-off
right here, Coop, for Chi High with a few seconds left to go on the clock.
Anytime, you know, last minute of the period, if you can get an offensive zone faceoff, it's a big faceoff. So hopefully we can pound one home here. It's always kind of demoralizing if you can score at the end of the period like that. So
Lidstrom, Carter, Bovey, and Reed Post forward line out there right now. But this is going to be carried out by Wausau West as they come into the Chi High zone. 20 seconds left to go. Here's Reed Post. Hauls it in behind his goaltender. And then Post will feather that one up and out. Here's Carter Bovey. Still 9 seconds to go. Bovey looking to center. Now the low slot was Lindy, but the puck didn't come to him. And here is Damro for Wausau West. He'll throw it up on the right wing side. And that will end the period. So the Cards up 2-1, shots 16-10 in favor of Chi High here at the end of one period. And I think we're outplaying them so far, but only ahead by one goal.
Right, yeah. I think the ice is definitely tilting in Chi High's direction. Couple puck bounces, things could be different. Obviously got into a little penalty trouble in the middle of the period there. Definitely need to stay away from that, obviously, because their power play is dangerous. Yep. They load it up. And they're very fast. So if we can stay out of the box and we keep our 5-on-5 game the same, should be a pretty good outcome.
Yep. Yeah, the West goal was at 9:13 of the first, a power play goal. They had a 5-on-3, then it was 5-on-4, and that's what they scored on, but it was a man advantage for them. So, you know, they're only down by a goal and still certainly in this hockey game. Well, at Grace Home Respiratory, their business is your good health. With a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental and a caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona. Visit ghr-ec.com. It's ghr-ec.com. We'll come back and have our Hy-Vee between periods visit here. Brought to you by Hy-Vee Grocery Store. On Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire, we'll continue with Cards Hockey. This is Chi High Cardinal Boys Hockey. We'll go from the Chippewa Ice Arena.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
The food court at Hy-Vee will put a smile on your face no matter what you're hungry for. Made-to-order breakfasts with omelets, apple pie pancakes, stuffed French toast, and so much more. All made with only the freshest high-quality ingredients. Hy-Vee's Hai Chai department has Chinese, sushi, and hibachi. And don't forget the family-inspired chef-approved entrees from Wahlburgers. It's all at your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Want to reach more local?
Chi High Hockey tonight at the Chippewa Arena, not conference game. The Cards are up 2-1 on Wausau West. Well, we have a third member of our broadcast team here tonight. Glad to welcome back Landon Tease. He's a student at UW River Falls, senior last year, and joined us between periods of our hockey games last season. And Landon, someplace in the building right now with some special guests. Hey, Landon, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Down here with former hockey player for the Cardinals here, Reed Gibbs, came to the game. Looking back on his past, I decided to give him a little questions to go inside onto the hockey team here. So, Gibby, long time friend coming out tonight. So, you know, going into the locker room, obviously they're not in the locker room right now, staff appreciation night, but what is Coach Parker talking to them right now in the locker room, anything? What's kind of the mood going on in there? What's he talking to them about?
You know, he's probably in a somewhat positive move as of right now. I mean, they're up 2-1. You know, there's still two more periods left. You know, periods three game. A game is three periods, not just two or one. So he's probably in a real positive mood, probably digging the tweaks and the adjustments and the lines and just fixing it up a little bit, a little clean game.
Yeah, and you were talking about like a seeding game that he'd be talking about, anything like that. What was kind of the thing about that since Wausau is in our section?
Yeah, so this game has huge implications on sectionals. So Chi-High wins, they kind of have the leg up in the playoffs on Wausau West. So you'd have a better, higher seeding, so maybe a potential home game against these guys, and they see him again in the playoffs.
You know, and if you could go into the locker room right now and give these guys a pep talk about anything, what you're seeing right now, up 2-1, what's kind of your thinking about if you went in there and talked to them?
So, you know, I'd probably tell them, like, hey, you're doing good, keep it up, keep the pressure, apply the pressure, you know, just keep running them deep, got to get those pucks in deep, blue line and over, got to just keep applying the pressure, get shots on that. I mean, you're not going to win the game if you don't get shots on that. So it's create more opportunities, and yeah.
And, you know, everything that you got to do for this program, you know, all 4 years, and to see it go away and not be able to dress up and step out onto the ice this year, what's one thing that you miss most about being a Cardinal hockey player at this moment?
You know, maybe sound basic, but I miss the group together, us all together. I mean, we played hockey together for about 4 years, and I mean, 14 years total through youth and everything, and just seeing us all go our different ways in college and everything. I do miss it, but the games and the hotels and bus rides and everything where we all played cards and whatnot, it was always great, and that's probably what I miss the most.
All right, thanks for talking with me. There you go, Greg, inside the locker room to an old player for you guys. Interesting thoughts.
You bet. Thank you, Landon. Appreciate it very much. Landon Tease back here on winter break. Good to have him back here on the radio tonight. Chi High, it's staff appreciation night tonight. So each player picks a teacher, staff person that they appreciate very much. It's been influential in their life. And bring him out here tonight, and it's a lot of fun. Good recognition of the academic side of high school.
Absolutely. As a player, this was always really fun. I have some familiar faces down there. I think Mrs. Scara, she was mine my senior year.
All right.
So it's just kind of fun to see everyone back in the house and whatever else. So
terrific. All right. We'll come back and talk a little hockey presented by Hy-Vee here on WOGO Radio. Back in a moment.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Down low, tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. No look. Bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Chi High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
Just ask our team member, Sarah.
When you order a Culver's Butterburger, you're never just a customer. You're a guest in our home. It's why we cook each Butterburger to order just for you. Right down to getting the perfect sear on the beef. That extra care may be a small town thing, but it's big time important to us.
Let us serve you with a smile that stretches from our hometown to yours. Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald's Athletics.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's a surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. And with a new and improved surgery center coming soon to Rice Lake, book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Cards are up 2-1 on Wausau West here after one period on WOGO Radio. Goals by Carter Bovey and Mason Johnson. Bovey's at 7:26, Mason Johnson at 14:29 of the first power play tally for Wausau West. And that's where we sit after one period. So it's time to talk hockey as we begin. Wait a little bit for the second period here. And that's brought to you by Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. You can find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. So, Coop, your thoughts about the first period here?
Well, first of all, it was a really fun period to watch. Super physical game on both sides. Like I said, Chi-High got in a little bit of penalty trouble, but nothing too bad, I didn't think. I didn't think Swoboda's hit was super, you know, violent or anything. I'm sure they just want to kind of make sure it doesn't get to that point. I thought Chi-High controlled the flow of the game for sure. Really impressed with our play below the goal line in the offensive zone. Just getting production from everybody down low. And I think our defensemen are doing what it takes tonight. I think Brett Krista has really showed up to play today. He's had a couple super nice passes. He's played physical. He has a couple nice shots on goal, too. So kind of looking for our good defensive play to continue. And Derek Strong has also been very good so far.
Some really tough saves.
Yeah, and, you know, he's definitely locked in. So overall, things look pretty good, and I'm hoping Cardinals just kind of – you know, stay the course, and should be a good outcome.
Maybe pop one in a quickie, one or two here in the second period, kind of get some space in between ourselves and West here.
Exactly, yeah. It'd be really, really nice to get like a two-goal pad.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can only get so much. But anyway, I think the Cards are doing a really nice job.
Yep. Shot 16-10 in favor of Chi High so far. A warm-up with plump, juicy, naturally raised chicken tenders from Culver's. You can have regular or buffalo served hot and crispy at Culver's of Lake Halley. All right, we'll be back with the drop of the puck. Long between period intermission here with the introduction of the players and their faculty members, their favorite faculty member. So we'll take a break and come back here. Drop of the puck a few minutes away on WOGO.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Built to last. That's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store. Then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonnell Athletics.
In the first intermission right now, Chi High up on Wausau West by a 2-1 count. Got CFM hockey tomorrow night back here at the Chippewa Ice Arena. And we'll have the call with the pregame show at 6:40 as the Sabres host Hudson. And then the boys host Hudson on Thursday night after a trip to Superior Coop.
Yeah, busy week for you, first of
yeah.
all.
Oh, man. Hope I've got some pipes left myself here.
You probably don't feel too bad for the players.
No.
Anyway.
I feel great. I just don't have any voice here.
Right. But, yeah, tough week for the Cards, but... you know, with these guys, they like to play hockey, you
right.
know? I mean,
yeah.
like, I remember back then, I probably would have been like, oh, man, I'm going to get hit a lot this week, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fun thing for these guys, you know, the bus trips like that, you know, to Superior. They get a lot of time together. Mm. The ride-up's usually really fun. The ride-home's really fun if you win.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, in Superior, I was never a part of, other than as a coach, you know, it's still pretty fun. So, yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it. I think... it'll definitely be kind of a character check with these guys and kind of show they're ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, I tell you what, if they sweep the week, you got a story right there.
No kidding. And I think they have a real chance to do it. I think all three games are winnable games.
Yep.
I think the fatigue is kind of going to be like a thing that will kind of probably rear its ugly head. But there's ways, there's you know, you just play differently then.
Yep.
You know, you kind of lean on different players and it's kind of the next man up. So it's definitely a good character week for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's where you could, if you could filter in like a fourth line here tonight or something,
right?
You get ahead far enough where you can get those guys some shifts, and
right,
that might help later in the
week.
And
even if we don't pad this lead, right? I wouldn't be afraid to give those guys a couple of shifts because we're definitely going to need them coming up this week.
Yeah. All right, well, let's start the week on the right foot here. Chi High playing Wausau West tonight. Let's get a win for Superior tomorrow night. And then Hudson on Thursday. This was, as I mentioned on our Cardinal Countdown pregame show, was a game that was scheduled back in December but got snowed out. And so they found an open date here at the arena and for the Cards, and that was tonight. So that's why they're playing this heavy schedule here this week. All right, new sheet ice, and we're about ready to go. So we'll take another break and come back here, get you set for puck drop to open the second period on Rodeo Radio. Back in a moment.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Download tipped up by Lindner, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Chai High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Chi High and Wausau West tonight at the Chippewa Arena. Cards up 2-1. And we had a board meeting here. We sat down, Coop and I, and I said, I don't know if I could make it through the second and third periods. So I persuaded Coop to do a little play-by-play. So we're going to get a historic first game for Cooper Fosvik play-by-play tonight. What do you think?
I think I'm a little nervous, but I'll do my best
here. Oh, you'll do great.
I got big boots to fill here.
Hey, I got to fill your boots with color analysis here. I'll do my best. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Cooper Fosvik with the play-by-play here in the second. Take it away, Coop.
Thanks, Greg. For those folks at home on Cards TV, I apologize here. It might be a little rough to start, but
you're doing great.
I'm gonna do my best here. It looks like
sure.
The Cards are going to come out with the Johnson, Foyles, and Hoym line with Thorpe and Brett Krista at D. Back to Thorpe. Wausau sends it in deep. Back to Krista. Krista spins. Looks for Thorpe. Thorpe up the half wall. Over to Johnson. Back in deep for Wausau. Thorpe reverses to Krista. Turnover neutral zone. Sorry, folks. I'm trying to get my legs under me here. Turnover neutral ice. Looks like Hampstead. Nice save by Strong. Greg, you make that look so easy.
You're keeping up. You're doing great. As the Cards puts a little rubber there on Gunther. He came in with some pretty high numbers, goals against and save percentage, but hanging in there pretty tough so far.
All right, here looks like Bovey's going to go take the face off here. Won by the Cardinals back to Boland, over to Swobes, up to Carlson. Looks like it's going to go down for an ice. That was close, so close, almost on net. That would have been a really nice play. Carlson just couldn't quite get the handle on it.
Yeah, just about ticked off the side of the net. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page.
Bovian to take the faceoff again. Wins it over to Swobes. Bobbled at the blue line by the Wausau defenseman. And in deep, looks like it's tipped. No ice. Wausau's got it low. Feeds it up front to Bovey. And it looks like it's going to be out of play into the Wausau bench there.
Got Coop one flurry of penalties in the first period. That's where Wausau scored at a 5-on-3. That was their lone score. Otherwise, it's been pretty clean here tonight.
Yeah, it's been a physical game, but clean. Looks like Lindstrom won the draw there, and it's up to Bovey. Looks like into Gus Thorpe there. Gus carries it into the zone, down in the left-hand corner. Down around the net it goes to Post. Then Post cycles it to Lindstrom. Looks like Wausau got a handle on it. They moved it up to Shea Jones. Shea Jones in. Nice save by Strong. Jones with it again in the corner. Brings it up top. Moves it over to Ellis. In the feet of Gus Thorpe, he moves it over to Lindy. Lindy tries to chip it out. Turned over. Big hit by Reed Post in the middle of the ice. Back to Wausau again. Here's Carter Bovian on. Oh, just misses the net on that one. Back down to Bovey low. Battle for the puck. Hoym comes out with it, but it's stripped by Jones. Jones skating it up. Gus with a great play to knock him off the puck. Now to Thorpe. Thorpe to Hoym. Thorpe's looking for Johnson. Now a load of Foyles. Foyle cycles it low to Mason Johnson. Johnson looks for Boland. Boland shot on net. Tip out front. Just couldn't quite get it home. Looks like the puck battle down in the corner there. Over to number 22. And then it's sent down for Swobes. Swobes moves it over to Foyles. No ice, tipped by Wausau. Looks like it'll be played by Leopold. And they can call an ice on that? It looks like no. Move to Swoboda. Swoboda to Krista. Krista looking for Hoym. And that's going to be an ice on Wausau. Get an offensive zone faceoff here with 13:26 to go in the period.
Yeah, it's kind of settled in here in the second a bit between the two teams. And, you know, back and forth a little bit.
Absolutely. Shots are 16-10 in favor of the Cards. Looks like we got the Bovey Carlson line out with Thorpe and Krista D. Battle down low. LeMay and Bovey comes out with it. Moved up to Thorpe. Thorpe a shot on. Blocked out by Wausau. Battle out front. LeMay couldn't quite jam it home. Krista steps up. Holds the zone for the Cards. Over to Carlson. Down to the corner. Jack Bovey looks a little shaken up. Heads back.
Yeah,
keep an eye on that.
Looks like his right leg.
Now down to Gus Thorpe. Gus looks for Lindy. Lindy over to Carlson. He's got Bovey. Looks like the Cards are going to get a change. Bovey's got it, looking for Reed Post. Just couldn't quite connect on that one. Back to Wausau as they skate it out here. Big hit by Boland as he steps up. He skates it in, looking for a pass. Opted to shoot. Nice rebound. And a shot on by Thorpe. Goes over the net. Battle there at the blue line. Back to Swoboda. Swoboda steps up, gets the red line, gets it deep.
Good job on the cards to hold that zone.
Yeah, a couple different times.
Did a great job. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, it's about right. Exactly. I'm going through it again.
You're doing a good job, Craig.
Oh, man.
I'm trying my best
here. You're doing great.
I don't know how you do so good with all the names.
I mean,
it's just hard to keep up with all the names. Face-off won by the Cardinals. Work down low to Hoym. Hoym to Foyles. Foyles with a really close shot on net. He's looking back low for Johnson. Johnson battles low. He's going to move the puck up to the point. Dishes it off for Swoboda. Swoboda with a shot blocked by Wausau. Back down low to Foyles. Foyles moves it over to Hoym. Battle down low. Looks like Cards have the puck again. Back and forth. Foyles battling with Grant Halmstad down low. Back and forth. Puck goes back up to the point. Over to Swoboda. Swoboda moves it down to Johnson. Johnson skates in. Gets a shot on. Loose puck out front. Looks like Foyles is headed back to the bench. No ice on the play here. Swoboda's got one man coming. Moves it over for Johnson. Johnson takes a look and he decides to bank to the boards to Hoym. Can't really see. There's a battle down there by the Cards bench. Gets dishes back to Swoboda. Swoboda over to LeMay. LeMay dumps it deep for... Oh, Cards are off sides there. Jack Bovian on the forecheck. Then it's back to Swoboda. Swoboda turns it and gets it deep. Jack Bovian on the forecheck again. He lays a nice hit. Puck dishes to LeMay. LeMay with a shot on. Dished wide by the goaltender. Back for Thorpe. Thorpe turns and hit. And here comes Bovey. Bovey stripped by Shea Jones. The puck goes down low. Thorpe and Bovey both with big checks. Puck is loose. Looks like Jack Bovey's got a broken stick. Can't use that. The puck's up to the Warriors defenseman. Jack Bovey's got a stick back. It's over to over to Jack Bovey, and he sends it on down for an ice. Greg, definitely Wausau. You see him coming back here a little bit in this period.
Yeah, a little bit. That's for sure. Chi High, though, Coop is very aggressive. I mean, they are really doing everything they can to hold that zone when they're in the offensive zone.
Absolutely. Looks like it'll be Lindy on the draw here. The Lindy post and Bovey line. Carter Bovey, that is. Warriors win the draw. Off the glass is Lindy. Carter Bovey lays a big check at the blue line, and the puck is out.
Whoa.
And this looks like the Cardinals are going to get a tripping on the Cardinals. Yeah,
Reed
post.
Yep.
That's kind of a dangerous play.
He had him in the crosshairs.
Yep.
Wanted to get a check, and the guy just moved.
Yep.
At the wrong time, and
yeah, it's tough.
Reed picks up the penalty for tripping.
It's a tough spot, for sure. So to the power play goes the Warriors with 9:42 left in the period. And Greg, as we saw in the first period, they got a very dangerous power play.
Yeah, they do.
It's going to be a big kill for the Cards.
47.6% coming in here.
Johnson, Hoym, Krista, and Thorpe on the kill for the Cards. It's one back to Krista. And it looks like the Cards couldn't quite get it out. And it's back to Krista. And he clears. Looks like we're going to see that same unit out of the Warriors. Their first unit. And here comes Shea Jones. Into the corner is Jones. Jones is harassed by Thorpe, and the puck is left and then centered to no avail. Krista steps up. Loose puck and cleared by Carter Bovey. Looks like the Cards are going to keep their killers on. As here comes the Warriors down the right side of the ice. Looks like number 13's got it, and he just lost the puck in a really nice play by Derek Strong to freeze it. And there is 1 minute, 4 seconds left in the power play.
Yeah, it was a good decision by Derek with that kill crew, pretty much at the end of the shift there. They were at a long shift.
And off the draw, Carter Bovia on the draw, one back, and then deflected up into the netting. Number 19, Grant Halmstead, is kind of the wheel of this Warriors power play. He scored in the first, and he is running the power play here for the Warriors. Definitely a number to keep an eye on. Looks like Bovia again on the draw. Up to the Warriors defenseman. Nice save by Strong.
Oh.
Just a loose puck in front of the net.
Yep.
And the Warriors pound it home.
Derek made the initial save, but the Cards defense couldn't sweep it out, clear it out.
Looks like Cade Damrow was the one who pounded it home for the Warriors.
Another power play goal.
Another power play goal, and the Warriors tie it 2-2. So unfortunate here for the Cards, but a lot of hockey left.
Yep, that's for sure. 8:23 time of that goal. And for Damrow, that is his second goal of the season. Second of the night for Wausau West.
Okay, back to the action. Cards goes back to Gus Thorpe. Gus Thorpe's looking for Foyles in the neutral zone. Foyles chips it to Johnson. Johnson gets the puck deep. Over to Hoym in the far side corner. Hoym works it back low. Warriors defenseman gets a stick on it. And then it's up to Gus Thorpe in the neutral zone, and he chips it back deep. Here they come, the Warriors back up the ice, and that's going to be an ice on the Warriors. They just couldn't quite make that cross-ice pass there.
Well, no question about it, Coop. Chihai has got to stay out of the penalty box because their two goals are on the man advantage here tonight. That's about the only time they really get
scoring. Exactly, exactly. Looks like we got Lindy's line out there again. They've been dangerous tonight. Looks like Posty's going to go back up to Thorpe. Thorpe is harassed by Letter. And here comes the Warriors on a 2-on-1. Sam Hebert against... Oh, what a play by Sam Hebert. He lays out and breaks up the 2-on-1.
Yeah,
and back come
play.
The Cards. Here comes Post. Post over to Bovey. Bovey chips it deep to Post. And he works it over to Lindy. Lindy sends it back low to the Warriors defenseman. And it's back up for Swoboda. Swoboda shoots.
Whoa.
Traffic out front, but just couldn't quite get through. Looks like it's back over to Swoboda again. Swoboda moves it over to Bolin at the point. Bolin looks for Lindy. And it's, just sneaks out front, but we didn't have anybody home. And it's...
That was a nice shot out here by Swopes. Threw a lot of traffic. I mean, it went through at least three or four sets of legs before it hit the goaltender. And that really, could tie up a goaltender when he can't see it like that.
Looks like we got Bovey LeMay. And there's Johnson out there now. So a little line change for the Cards there. There's LeMay in on the forecheck. He lays a hit over to Bovey. Turned over in the defensive zone. Here comes Shea Jones again. Boland on the one-on-one. He gets a stick on it. Forced a turnover. Shea Jones picks it up again. Blocked. And then here's Ethan Johnson. Turned over again in the defensive zone there. Now up to Jack Bovey. Over to Shea Jones. Neutral zone. Work in there for the Warriors. And it's chipped deep. Back. And be up to number 16, Drake Krause. Worked down low by the Warriors. Boland in a little altercation there, it appears. Got to stay clear of that play. Out in front, Derek Strong makes a good save. And it's over to Ethan Foyles. Foyle skates it up. He gets the red line. And the Cards will get a change. Foyles holds on to the puck, looking for Hoym. Hoym. Oh. What a save. What a save by Gunther.
Hoym and Mason Johnson.
Yeah. Back up is the Warriors. Rubbed out in the boards by Johnson. A little scrum on the sidewall there. Now a loose puck for Krista. Krista turns and looks for Hoym. Hoym takes a second and passes it to Johnson. Here come the Warriors back up the ice, and they chip it deep. Back to Derek Strong. Oh, out front to the, just couldn't quite connect as the Warriors. Over to Jackson Hoym. He passes it over to Reed Post. Reed seems to chip it deep for Hoym. Hoym comes out with the puck. And he's kind of rassed down there. It's like a 3-on-1. And a delayed call on the Warriors up to Krista. Krista shoots. Still looks like they're going to get a whistle there.
Now they touch
cross
up.
Check. Yep. Now who got it? I didn't
see. Jackson Hoym was dropped behind the net.
With a cross check.
Drew the penalty here. So finally we get the power play. Cross check.
17 for the Warriors. That would be Ryan Ellis takes the penalty. And it looks like we're going to see the first power play unit here for the Cards of Foyles, Jack Bovey, and Jackson LeMay.
In the faceoff. 21% of the power play here so far this year.
And it's one back to Bolin as it moves back here. Cards will regroup. Over to Swoboda. Swoboda back to Bolin. Bolin looks for Jackson LeMay. And he's dropped as it goes back into the defensive zone of the Warriors. The Warriors clear it down. Looks like the Cards will not get a change. Here comes Swoboda. Swoboda is harassed by Thomas Gurum. A little scrum down below the net as Gurum eats the puck in the corner. And here comes LeMay. LeMay's got lots of room to skate. He looks over for Jack Bovey. Jack Bovey skates it in and sets up the power play. Looks across the ice for Thorpe. Didn't quite get it across. As the Cards get a change to their next power play unit. Here comes Bolin. Bolin for LeMay. LeMay gets a change. Here comes Jackson. Or excuse me. Mason Johnson. Up to Thorpe, and it's cleared down.
Yeah, Bob Thorpe racing to get it with the Wausau player DePoint nearly chasing him down.
Here comes Gus. Gus skates it down the left-hand side on a shot on. Nice save by Gunther. Seems like the Cards
first shot on the power play.
Yeah, seems like the Cards are having a tough time just getting set up.
Not a great power play so far.
26 seconds left.
Northwestern Bank building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank.
Grady was telling there, Grant Halmstead tried to get a late change, and the referee was having none of it. Over to Thorpe. Thorpe shot on, kicked wide by Gunther. Seems like a nice hit there on Hoym. Lindy was looking back door for Post. Just couldn't quite get it to him, and it's saved by Gunther.
Well, still 12 seconds to go on the power play here.
Looks like the Cards are going to make a switch at defense and the forwards here. We're going to look. We got Mason Johnson, Lindy, and Hoym on the forwards. Over to Sam Hebert on the defense. He moves it over to Gus Thorpe. Gus moves back to Hoym. Hoym just whiffs on the shot. Down low to Mason Johnson, over to Hoym, and Sam Hebert not holding his zone, and it goes back to the Warriors. And the Warriors are full strength, 5-on-5 hockey, with 2 minutes 40 seconds left in the second period. Over to Karski, and a shot on saved by Derek Strong.
Well, the longer we let these guys hang around, better chance they have to pull off a an upset victory here tonight on our home ice.
Yeah, exactly. That's very, very true. Looks like the Cards are going to come back with Jack Bowlby once again. He's been silenced tonight, but usually he is a key factor in the Cards' offense. He swings over to Bolin. Bolin looking for the long pass and missed it, and it's down for icing. That's a play the Cards practice, but somebody was a little out of position there. Mm-hmm. Now, looks like it's going to be Bowlby again on the faceoff against Brimcombe. And over to Jackson LeMay. LeMay skates it up, gets the red line, and dumps it in. Back over the other side of the ice, and it's turned over to Brimcombe. Bolin gets it, gets a red line, and fires it back in. Over to Jack Bowlby on the far side. Kicked up to LeMay. And then it's kind of bobbled, and then it's kicked back in deep for the Cards. On the forecheck is Jackson LeMay. Turned over in the defensive zone. Still in. Cards have not let it get out. And it's sent in by LeMay. And the Warriors finally able to clear. Back over to Big Swobes. Down over to Boland. And it's worked out to the point to Grant Winchester. And then the Cards clear, and they're going to get a wholesale change as the Warriors turn and come back up the ice. Over to Shea Jones, and the Cardinals are offside, but they did not call it.
I thought they were offsides too.
And it's worked back out in the neutral zone by Hoym. Hoym moves over to Mason Johnson. Johnson in, looking for Hoym on the back door, just missed him, and the puck's worked back into the corner. And here comes the Warriors. It's Shea Jones versus Brett Krista on a one-on-one. Jones works wide and is caught by Foyles. Great back check by Foyles to spoil the scoring opportunity. The Cards are good, and it's worked back into neutral. Gus Thorpe steps up, waiting for his players to get onside as he goes in deep. Worked over to Lindy out front to Foyles, and it just didn't quite make it. The puck just floated there, and the goalie made a save. Brett Krista steps down into the corner. He's hit, and then the puck kicks out front to Hoym. He's not able to get a stick on it. Puck is still in the zone for the Cardinals. Lindstrom with a great play to keep the puck in. There's Shea Jones yet again. And then it's worked deep. Here comes Hoym. Hoym gets the puck in the corner. Tries to work it back out front. Then there's Krista right at the last second. Couldn't quite get it done. And that's the period, folks.
Yeah.
They went really fast.
Hey, good job. All right, so Chi High tied at two apiece here. Shots 27-17 in favor of the Cards, but it kind of settled in, don't you think, in that second period?
Yeah, definitely. It was really, really back and forth. You didn't really see the Cardinals, you know, really taking over, but you also didn't see the Warriors really taking over at any time.
Yep.
I think that the Cards definitely have a need to stay out of the box. Obviously, their power play is super dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if the Cards can do that, and we just, you know, it's just a couple bounces is really all it was.
Exactly.
I think we had some good scoring opportunities. Obviously, Foyles had a really nice one there at the end. If we can get one of those to go home, it changes the outlook of the game, obviously.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to see a little more traffic out in front of their goaltender. I think at times he's got a pretty clear view of the puck coming in. But
yeah, definitely. He's played well,
good
though.
Good effort by Chi High. And, yeah, good job so far by the junior Parks Gunther for Wausau West. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. We'll come back, talk about the second period, get you ready for the third on WOGO Cards Hockey. It's 2-2 with Wausau West after two.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Built to last, that's Stelter Incorporated. And that's the concrete they provide. Stelter tests their ready-mix concrete every day to make sure you receive the absolute highest quality. They even mine and process the aggregates themselves. Because when it comes to quality concrete, with Stelter, there's no compromise. You can also have materials delivered or hauled away with Stelter's fleet of dump trucks and drivers. Turn your dreams into reality. Call Stelter Inc. online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
All right, Chi High and Wausau West knotted up at two apiece here as we go to the third period and the historic play-by-play debut of Cooper Foswick.
Historically bad.
You're doing great. Thanks. In time of need, you threw me a life preserver. I appreciate it. So let's talk hockey here as we wait for the third period with Hy-Vee, brought to you by your local Hy-Vee grocery store, Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire. Find surprise deals and savings on the Hy-Vee Eau Claire Facebook page. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. So, Mr. Play-by-Play, what do you think after that second period of going back and forth?
Right. I mean, we knew Wausau was going to come in here and put up a game. I think the first period is basically all Chi High on 5-on-5 play, and you really saw Wausau kind of kick it up a notch this period. So coming into the third, it's gut check time here. It's basically who wants it more right
yeah.
now.
And I think Wausau is smelling a little blood here.
Oh, they definitely have.
They're tied with the third-ranked team in the state on that team's home ice. You know, they're trying to go home with an upset victory.
Oh, exactly. And this is a seeding game. I mean, this is a huge game.
Yep.
And I think I'm really looking for the Chi High leadership. I put a lot of pressure on them, but I'm really looking for Jack Bovey to step it up and say, all right, I'm going to put you guys on my back if we're going to go win this game. You know, I was lucky enough to play with Jordan Steinmetz. That's what he did. You know, when it was a game like this, Jordan would be like, all right, I got this.
Get it to me.
Yep, give me the puck. Let's go win.
Yep.
And you know, I think Jack Bobby has a lot of the similar attributes, and he has the skill level to do that. So I'm kind of putting some pressure on him. I want to see him come out and win this game.
Yeah, this is a big game, and not just seeding, but starting the week off, a big week for Chi High with some very, very good competition. You can get a win here, then makes it a whole lot easier to go through the other two games.
Exactly. Like, you know, Austin said, you know, in the pregame, it's such a big deal to come in on a week like this and get that first win out of the way. It's like, all right, now it's time to go. We can kind of focus our minds on tomorrow now. But, you know, it'd be tough, you know, tomorrow, looking forward. I know we've still got a whole period left, but if you don't come out with a W in this game, that makes tomorrow even harder than it already was.
So let's set the tone early in the third period.
Exactly. This next goal, I think whoever gets this next goal is going to have a really good chance to win this game.
Okay. All right. Well, at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being your best. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/wogo at cbosm.com/WOGO. Winding down the second intermission, and we'll take another break. Be ready for puck drop here in the third, the decisive third period coming up. Chi High, Wausau West, 2-2 after 2 on WOGO.
Stop paying full price for gas or groceries. With Hy-Vee's Fuel Saver program, you'll save money at the pump and get exclusive deals and coupons with your Hy-Vee Fuel Saver card. Pick up your free card at the service counter of your local Hy-Vee on Claremont Avenue, Eau Claire, or get a digital version of your Fuel Saver card with the Hy-Vee app. Shop for qualifying items in the store, then watch the gas price go backward the next time you fill up. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
From the glory years of Green Bay to conference and world championships in Madison and Milwaukee, true greatness doesn't just happen overnight. It's built over time. And at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls, they've built a tradition of excellence in dentistry with constant training and the latest technology, all while still providing you with friendly, family-centered dental care. Dedicated to excellence, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson at Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
A Royal Credit Union checking account helps make a difference in your community. Each time you use your Royal debit card, up to 5 cents goes back to your community through our nonprofit Royal Credit Union Foundation. The RCU Foundation has donated over $1 million to the Chippewa Valley since 2020. By using your Royal debit card, you're helping make a difference in your community. Open a Royal checking account and help us give back at rcu.org/bettertogether. Insured by NCUA.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Salvo tipped up by Linder, and it's good. Cardinals tie the game at 55.
Cooper pulls up. Beautiful. Nolan bounce pass. Wide open for two. The senior Emily Thaw.
Here's Chi High with a chance. And a win it. Oh, beautiful centering pass for Jackson Hoy.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Cole.
Two after two here at the Chippewa Arena. Landon Tease, third member of our broadcast team, is across the rink right now with a very special guest. Landon.
Hey, thanks, Greg. I'm here with four-state champ, four-time state champion Brooklyn Sandvag here, and she's come out to support the hockey team tonight. I got a couple of questions for you today, Brooklyn. So what exactly is your favorite sport to come out and to support being in Chi High?
Definitely hockey. I feel like the aggression on the court, not the court, the ice is definitely fun to watch. And a lot of the Studi people like to come out and support, especially when it's a home game.
All right, and being obviously the star of the track team, what is the track team looking like this year coming up in spring, only a couple months away before you're going to get back out on the pavement for that?
It's definitely going to look like a good year for us. We got a lot of incoming freshmen that are high times on the charts, which is nice to see. And we have a couple more records that are hopefully going to be broken this year.
All right, and headed to the University of Iowa State next year for Division I. Tell me about that process and what brought you to decide to go to Ames, Iowa this year instead of anywhere else.
Definitely excited to be part of Iowa State's community. It's definitely more of a homey feeling. I loved the family there. They made me feel at home. They're definitely inviting. It's super exciting to be there, and a lot of my teammates trusted that I picked the right school.
All right, thank you, Brooklyn. There you go, Greg. D1 track star Brooklyn Sandvag for you. She's definitely going to go some places this year for track, so excited to see what's going to go there for Chi High Athletics.
Yeah, terrific. And your parents have Iowa State.
Oh, yeah. My dad, Forrester graduate there, and my mom went there for 3 years. Definitely a great school, so.
You bet. All right, Landon, thank you very much. Landon Tease downstairs with us here tonight. So, Coop, the big third period ahead here, both teams on the ice.
Yeah, this is about as exciting as it gets. Big seeding game. You know, like I said, it's just going to be a matter of who wants it more. I think, hopefully, it's Chi High. Gut check time.
Yeah, sure is. Get them early.
Am I doing this again?
You bet.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
All right. The Johnson Hoyman Foils line back out, and it's won by Wausau. They're going to chip it in deep. Uh-oh. Over to...
They score.
Right away. Halmstead pounds it home. Right off the faceoff. Their first line walked right through our defenseman, and Halmstead is there to pound it home on the back door.
Wow. Second goal for him tonight.
And that was...
That was only 7 seconds into the period.
Yeah.
Wow, that was close. That was quick and close.
Well, Jack Hovey's got the opportunity to tie it back up here. He wins the draw back to Swoboda. Swoboda whiffs on it, wheels back around, looking for Carlson. He's not there. He moves it over to LeMay, and it's tipped in for an icing. Just barely, if he had another about 5 feet, would have got it.
First time the Cards have trailed here tonight.
Yeah, first time we trailed. It's definitely, like I said before, the period started. Gut check time, big time now.
Yeah, Wausau West has stepped up. Still plenty of time. Chi High needs to attack here, get the lead back.
It's like another line change for the Cards, going to the Lindy line. Works over to Carter Bowlby, and it's sent back into the defensive zone by the Wausau defenseman. Back over to Carter Bowlby, up the side wall, and then it's chipped back into the defensive zone, and it's Keegan Swoboda. Excuse me. Caden Swoboda. And I think there was offsides, maybe.
I think they lost the puck.
Puck went out of play, it looks like.
Yep.
So another defensive zone faceoff for the Cards. And they're going to go back with Mason Johnson, his line. They've been dangerous tonight. Hopefully they can make a little bit more magic happen. One back to the Warriors defenseman. Shots wide. And it's turned over by Foils. Kept in by Wausau. Shot on, shot over the net. And it's worked back up by the Cardinals. Just out to Hoym. Hoyman all alone, looking for help. Dangles defenseman. Oh. Shot on. It's laid out in front of the net. Foils just missed. Back up to Gus Thorpe. Gus puts a shot on. Tipped out front. Just missed. Back up to Sam Hebert. He moves it over to Thorpe. Thorpe looking for Mason Johnson in the corner. And it works down to Foils. Foils pass it out front to Hoym, and he just misses it. And the puck is worked back to the Warriors defense. Jay Jones looking for help. And he fires it on up to Sam Hebert. Hebert is not able to hold his own, and the Cards regroup in the neutral zone. Back to Thorpe. Thorpe gets a red line and sends it deep. And on the forecheck, Jackson LeMay, and it's kicked back out for Jack Bovee. Sent in deep by Swoboda. Jack Bovee in hard on the forecheck. Kick out. Here comes the Warriors. Turned over in neutral zone to Bolin. Bolin moves it over to Swoboda. Swoboda skates in looking for Jack Bovee. A shot and a rebound. Kicks out and picked up by Carlson. Carlson moves it back low for Bovee. Bovee works it down below the net. He moves it back up for Swoboda. Swoboda over to Bolin. And Bolin chips it down for LeMay. Worked out by Wausau, and they'll send it down for an icing. Little pressure there by the Bovee line.
Yeah. Bovee line, and I think that other line, that Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoym line, they may be the line that has to tie this game up here tonight.
Absolutely.
They have put some pressure on Gunther, their goaltender.
Just a couple unlucky bounces, pretty much the only thing. Faceoffs won on by Lindy. Off the pipe for Bovee. So close. It's worked on back to the other side for Reed Post. Back to the neutral zone is Bovee. Puck battle down below us here. And it's Gus Thorpe who picks up the puck, looks for Bovee on the sidewall, and it's must have been chipped into the Warriors bench, I'm thinking, as the ref's asking for another puck, and the faceoff will be at center ice.
Yeah, we've had some pipers here tonight. Just really close pucks to going in.
See if they're gonna leave them both in. I don't know, as they should. They kicked out the Warriors center. It's one on back to Krista. Krista tries to chip it up to Foyles, and it's intercepted by the Warriors defenseman. And then it's stolen by Hoym. And here comes Hoym. He chips it deep into the defense or in the four offensive zone. It's kicked out in front to Foyles, and a shot on, but a nice save by Gunther.
Yeah, he squeezed those pads just to close the five hole right there.
Gunther's a big goalie at 6'3", he's covering up a lot of that net tonight.
Yeah, he came in here giving up almost 3.5 goals per game, so held us to 2 so far.
Warriors with it, moving on up. Great step by Krista. Back up to Hoym. Hoym looks, shoots, and he scores! What a shot by Jackson Hoym, and he ties it up.
Sniper shot right there. Hoym's second point of the night. And we are tied.
That play started with Brett Krista with a great step. And then he carried it low and made a wonderful pass back to Hoym. And Hoym, I mean, he does what he does best. Back to the action here. Shot on by the Warriors. It's kicked back up to the defenseman. Carlson gives a chase as it's sent back deep for Jack Bovee. Jack Bovee back up to the Warriors defense, and they fire it on down. Big hit by Bovee. Just worked over to LeMay. LeMay gets tied up on the boards. Bolin kicks it up. Great block shot by Jack Bovee as he goes in for a change. Warriors regroup in the neutral zone. As it's sent back deep. It's Bolin on the chase. Up to Carter Bovee. Carter works it up to Carlson. Carlson couldn't quite get it out. And it looks like the Warriors are still in the offensive zone here. Swoboda up to Carlson. And looks like Swoboda's got it. He works it back around for Bovee. Bovee chips it up and over to Lindy. Lindy's coming in on a one-on-one. Shoots as he waits for help. Still somehow has got the puck. Works it back up to Thorpe. Thorpe jams it in deep. Foyles gives chase, but it's turned over by the Warriors. And here comes Lindy yet again. Lindy's in on a one on. Oh, and it just misses the net. What a save by Gunther. Lindy works it back again. And it's finally turned over, and here come the Warriors. Shea Jones. And it's turned over by Hoym. Hoym skates it in, fires, saved by Gunther. Hoym picks up his own rebound, looks to fire it back down for Ethan Foyles. Foyles picks it up in the corner. He works it up towards the defenseman. Hoym's there to help, and he fires it back down. Johnson gives chase in the corner. And it looks like the Warriors get the puck out, and here comes a fresh set of legs for the Cardinals.
Delayed offsides here.
Oh. Here comes Shea Jones for the Warriors. Skates in. Picked off by Jackson LeMay as he sheds a check. And looks like Thorpe and Jones are tied up behind the play here. Here comes Mason Johnson. Johnson moves it over for Thorpe. Thorpe's got a head of steam, and he's skating in just off the shoulder of Gunther. As the Cardinals regroup in the offensive zone, here's Jack Bolby. Jack, this swift move, looks backdoor for Bolin. And it looks like it just chipped, must have missed it, and it must have went up into the netting. I honestly couldn't see where the puck went.
Yeah, fast it did play. Go up in the netting. Now the Cards, you know, after that goal, they're kind of on a feeding frenzy themselves here. You know, it's really picked it up and putting a ton of pressure. Buzzing the net.
Absolutely. Here's Lindy on the draw. He's been hot tonight. Wins it back up to Swoboda. Swoboda over to Boland. Boland to post. And he post works it down to Bolby. And Bolby, he's been all over the ice again tonight with a nice shot there. Gunther again, that big body coming in handy. Big offensive zone draw here for the Cards.
And you can just kind of feel, okay, we got the third goal. You're not going to do this in our building here. And Cards just storming back after giving up that goal to Wausau West.
Cards win the draw with a nice shot on goal. Looks like Lindstrom works it down below the net. Post gives chase, picks it off, sends it back deep. Cards defense getting a change. Gus Thorpe back. Here comes Carter Bovey. Carter chips it deep and grabs a change. And here's Jackson Hoym. And they're going to call him for a tripping.
Really? I thought it was a clean hit. Looked like a shoulder to shoulder to me.
I
don't like that call.
I think it's going to be kind of the same story as the repost penalty earlier. But not the best time to take that.
That's
in the third
sure.
period. I
third
think.
Power play of the night. They've scored on two of the previous ones.
Big time kill here for the Cardinals. Looks like they're going to go with Mason Johnson and Jackson LeMay. Shot on net by the Warriors. It's kicked out to the side. LeMay gives chase. Krista works it low. It's worked over to the captain and sent low. Back up to the point. Gus Thorpe gives chase, and it's kicked off to Mason Johnson, and the Cardinals are able to clear, but only the neutral ice. Worked deep by Ryan Ellis and saved by Jackson Strong.
Yeah, good job there by our goaltender to hang out of the puck. Kill group was starting to see the tank go empty here.
Exactly. Looks like Cards are going to get full change here. We got four fresh legs on the kill. Face-off is going to be taken by Caden Bolin. Carter Bovey works it up. Swoboda gives chase, but it's worked up to Shea Jones. Blocked by Bolin. Bolin's able to clear.
Nice job by Bolin. He didn't try to stop it with his stick. He caught it with his hands and then dropped it on his forehand and dumped it all the way down.
Here comes Thomas Gurm. Jack Bovey with a nice stick on it. Gurm turns and wheels and deals, but Bovey just keeps harassing him. Worked into the offensive zone by the Warriors. kicked out front. Oh, Carter Bovey.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. Just a couple of missed chances by the Warriors. Loose pucks everywhere. Oh. Cardinals can't seem to get a grip on it. Shot is over the net by the Warriors. Svoboda is tied up. It is 2-on-1 on Svoboda. He somehow comes out with it and clears the puck. Narrow miss for the Cardinals there as they get a change. Come back to that first group of killers that we had. And Sam Hebert looks like he's going to work the puck low over to Thorpe. Thorpe with a laser off the glass. And the Cardinals are going to kill this penalty.
Yep. First time tonight.
5-on-5 for the Cardinals.
Now's
a huge
time to
kill.
Attack him.
Looks like we got Mason Johnson giving chase. And it's worked to neutral ice for the Warriors. Warriors fire it in on Strong. Strong waffle boards it off to the left. Worked up to the Warriors defenseman. A hard shot on. Strong comes through again. Back up to the Warriors defense again. And Strong with another save. Three saves in a row for Strong off the Warriors defenseman.
They just kept feeding the points and would slam it in every time we came to the puck. They had two guys on it.
Yeah, it looked like the Chi-High Wings were out of position there.
Yep.
Here's Ezra Lindstrom to take the draw. He wins it back to Bolin. Bolin turns, whiffs on it, turns it over. Reed Post gives chase, but falls short, and Derek Strong with another save.
Yeah.
That's Strong, four saves in a row.
Exactly.
He's standing up.
Yep, exactly.
Looks like Brimcombe gets booted out of the draw, and it's worked back up to the Warriors' defense. Fired in by the Warriors. Lindstrom gives chase in the corner. Bolin and Ethan Johnson on the ice tonight. He moves it up for LeMay, I believe, actually for Lindstrom. Lindstrom takes a shot on, and it's saved by Gunther.
That'll be a long time since we had been at their end of the ice, almost two full shifts.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The Warriors showing a little fight here. Mason Johnson Hoimlein back out. It's one back up to Gus Thorpe. Gus turns and moves it on over to Brett Krista. And Brett's going to fire it on, and it laid just right out in front of the net. And there's some extra curriculars there going on. We'll see if they take anybody.
They're going to get in the middle, but I don't think they're going to call any penalties.
Doesn't appear so. Looks like
Jackson Hoim
all part
was in on that.
That puck just laid out for him right in front. There's nobody there for Chiai to put it home.
They were trying to go backdoor for Foils, but puck did it to him.
One over to Hoim. Hoim gets tied up on the draw there. Krista steps down. Here's a 2-on-1 for the Warriors, and they miss the net. And here comes Mason Johnson. Mason picks up the puck below the goal line. He's looking for help. Turns and finds Hoim. Hoim cycles it back to Johnson. Johnson up to Thorpe. Thorpe turns and fires, and another save by Gunther. That line's been hot for Chi-High tonight.
Yeah, they sure have. That's why I think that game winner or the next goal for Chi-High is going to be by that line.
6:21 to go left in the third period. Shots are 40-25 in favor of Chi-High, so the ice has definitely been tilted in their direction, but the score remains tied. Bovey wins the draw back to LeMay. LeMay back up to Bolin. Bolin cycles it low, and it's picked up by the Warriors. Warriors still trying to get out of the zone here, harassed by the Cardinals players. And looks like cards are going to get called for a hand pass. I think it's Swobes.
So it's going to come all the way down.
All the way down.
Yeah.
Looks like some jawing there between the players.
You bet.
I suppose in a game like this, it's pretty easy
to do. It's a little intense.
Yeah. block. Looks like Boland blocked
the shot.
And I don't know that Derek Newey saved the puck, but it was underneath
him. He was looking back. It's not a good sign.
No, it is not a good sign.
The goaltender looks back at it after a shot. Just don't move. That's what you tell your goaltender. No sudden movement.
Kick out in front. Narrow miss by the Cards. Picked up by Carlson. Carlson moves it over for Swoboda. And the Chihai gets it deep. Picked up by Jack Bovey. Jack looking for his buddy LeMay down low. LeMay picks it up. He's going to move it up to the Swoboda on the point, but it's intercepted by the Warriors. And here comes the Warriors. Warriors chip it deep to Letter. Letter works it back deep for Ellis. Ellis chips it on the other side. It's picked off by LeMay, and now Lindstrom's got it. Lindstrom moves it back to Swoboda, who shoots it at his own goal in the process. And then he looks for the stretch pass, and it's going to go down for an ice against the Cardinals.
I'm guessing we've hit a few of these lulls, Coop, where it just seems like we're standing around, not keeping our feet moving, and we had a few of these shifts in the third period.
Yeah, it seems like when that happens, their defensemen are wide open.
Yep.
Lindstrom in to take the draw. It's one back by the Warriors. They mishandled it, and it goes down to Sam Hebert. Sam kicks it up, and it gets out, and it's kicked to Lindstrom. Lindstrom turns and looks for Carter Bovey, and he just got tipped by the Warriors defenseman Ellis. And now it's a scrum on the wall. One back. Just missed. Just a bouncing puck. Hebert couldn't get a handle on it. It's back to Thorpe. Carter Bovey looking for post. And it actually ends up back on Carter Bovey's stick. And there's a trip by the Warriors. And the Cardinals are going to go on the power play. Up to Hebert. No whistle. Why did they? I don't know where the whistle came from there. Cardinals still have possession of the puck. But either way, the Cardinals go on the power play. With
House.
4 minutes, 20 seconds left to go. Huge power play for the Cardinals.
Two goals. Ryan Ellis has had a point here and tonight, but now he's in the box for Wausau West. Huge time right here in the third period.
Looks like we're going with the Johnson line. Johnson wins it back up to Thorpe. Thorpe turns for post. Shot is blocked, and it's worked into the corner. Repost digs out the puck. And Hoym picks it up. He's challenged by the Warriors defenseman, but comes out with the puck. Worked to the corner to Mason Johnson. Johnson up to Thorpe. Thorpe turns and looks back to Johnson. Johnson skates down, fires, and a save by Gunther.
Yeah, he had a good look at that one. No traffic out in front of him.
Yeah, that's where you need Big Reed Post to get in there. Just kind of plant in front of the net there.
That's for sure.
Cardinals keep the same unit out here as Warriors make some changes. Dupree said that the Lindstrom jumped. Lindstrom will then step in and take the draw. Back up to post, and he just misses the puck, and it's back out to Thorpe as the Cards regroup in the neutral zone. Thorpe moves it over to Johnson. Johnson skates up, holds on to the puck. Moves it over to Lindstrom. Work down low. And the Warriors clear all the way down.
Time, court.
Gus Thorpe looking to quarterback it here as he takes the puck up the ice. Looks to Johnson. Johnson skates it on in. He leaves it for Lindstrom. Lindstrom back to Johnson. Johnson moves it back to Hoym. And they're just kind of cycling it low there with 45 seconds left in the power play. Hoym looks for Johnson down low. Back up to Thorpe. Thorpe looks to shoot, and it just got blocked. He had the net.
A delayed call here.
Looks like Grady blew it down. And we're going to get another power play.
And it's going to be five on three here.
Yeah, five on three for about 26 seconds. So this is a huge opportunity for the Cardinals. I think the Chi-High coaching staff is going to take their time out here.
All right, let's do it with them. We'll be back in a minute here on WOGO Radio.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
Well, 2-2 our score, 3-3, pardon me, our score, 5-on-3 here, Coop, with could be a what about a 26-second 5-on-3 here.
Looks like the Cardinals are going to ride the hot hand. We're going with the Mason Johnson line with Lindstrom, who's been on fire tonight, over to Thorpe. Thorpe to Johnson. Back over to Thorpe. He's quarterbacking it up top. Back down to Post. Thorpe looks and fires over top of the net. And it's over to Hoym. Hoym turns and looks. I'm not sure what.
Maybe somebody in the crease, you think, or the net came off. Huh? Net came off.
I think he's saying somebody's in the crease.
Oh, somebody was in the crease.
I haven't seen somebody call that in years, but.
Yeah. Well, we're down to 8 seconds in the 5-on-3 now.
All right. One back Warriors defenseman, he looks to fire it on down, and he does.
Gus takes, so it's 5-on-4
Yep, 5-on-4, yep. Gus moves it on over to Mason Johnson. Mason Johnson skates it up, and he's going to get the zone. Not quite. We're offsides.
Boy, we need to score on this man.
Exactly.
2:08 left to go in the game.
2:08 left to go. We got a minute and 23 left in this power play. One over to Jackson Hoym. Jackson kicks it down, and he tried to send it on over, and it's picked off by the Warriors, and they send it all the way back down. Gus Thorpe picks it up down below the goal line. Looking for help. Moves it over to Mason Johnson. Johnson over to Jackson Hoym. Jackson skates it in, and it's picked off by the Warriors again and fired back down. 55 seconds left in the Cardinal power play as they get a change. New bodies on the ice. Jackson Bolin picks it up behind the net.
Scott's going to try to get that Hoym line back out one more time.
Yeah, he is. Up to Jackson LeMay. LeMay turns, looks, finds Swoboda. Swoboda moves it over to Bolin. Bolin moves it back low to Jack Bovey. Jack Bovey, puck is picked off and sent back down again. 24 seconds left in the power play. Swoboda tries to set it up one more time. Swoboda takes it out, looking for Bovey, and he finds him on the far side. Bovey moves it over to LeMay.
Oh,
and that was
offsides.
Unfortunate offsides call.
And well, I would imagine. I wonder if he's going to throw that Jackson LeMay line back.
Warriors are going to take their time out.
That
I think he
us.
Will. I think he is going to go back to those guys. That line's been hot all night.
Yep.
And
so that timeout for Wausau West probably helped our team a little bit too here.
Oh, it definitely did. But I think that their killers are getting tired. I think they want to get their first unit back out as well.
Yep, exactly.
But it just seems like Jack Bovey's line is just missing something tonight. You know, it just that fire wasn't there. Like I said in the Memorial game, you know, Jack Bovey played like Jordan Stimson.
He did.
Yep. And I'm just not quite seeing that out of his line.
Well,
tonight.
He got nicked up earlier in the game.
That
I
is true.
Still
that could be true.
A little bit.
Yep. Good point, Greg. I forgot about that.
All right, so 3-3 game. Got about a minute left, 55 seconds to be precise here, and only 10 seconds to go on the Cardinal power play. Second of the night for Chi High.
Well, this is about as big as it gets.
You bet.
Looks like they're in a goal. See, and yes,
they're gonna go
as you guessed, they're going to go with the Johnson and Hoyen and Thorpe and Bowling. It's one over to Foyles. Foyles kicks it deep. Jackson Hoyen in on the forecheck, and it's sent all the way down, and it's 5-on-5 hockey. They're right. That should have been icing. Missed call by the refs there. But Thorpe plays it up to Bolin. It's kicked on back to Hoyen. Hoyen brought it back into the defensive zone. Hoyen skates up, looking for his buddy. And no call on that one. Looked to be a little bit like in the back, but anyway, the puck's down in the corner. Over to Johnson. Oh. Johnson to Bolin. That
was
he had the game
the
on his
door.
Game on his stick, and Gunter came out and faced him. Oh man! 10 seconds left in the game. Offensive zone faceoff for the Cardinals. Mason Johnson's going to take it. Looks like a scrum down in the corner. Wausau's trying to eat it, and they win it up. And we're going to overtime.
Well, all right. So, West, they came in determined in this third period. They got the third goal. We tied it up, but it just hasn't been consistent for Chi High.
Yeah, no, we've had
the third period.
We've definitely had our moments of really good play, but it just seems like we haven't really put it all together in this third period. We had a great scoring chance right at the end there, but we just couldn't pulling the game on a stick. He just couldn't quite put
sure
it home.
Did.
And
wow.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
Yep,
I mean,
sure does.
You know, Gunther's played an amazing game.
Yep.
But man, that would have been just everything
sweet,
worked out
it?
Perfect.
Out of the
it was a great
seconds.
Play. Yeah.
Shots 43-27 in favor of Chi High, but we're 3-3 going into OT here. We will take a break. Back in 2 minutes for the overtime session on WOGO Radio. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families and strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Taking it into overtime now, Chi High and Wausau West. Cards have played one overtime game. That was a loss, 2-1 on the road at Hudson. And West has played three, and they've won all three. Looks like it's going to be 5-on-5 here to start things out before they go to the 3-on-3 stuff here.
Correct. So hopefully we don't make it 3-on-3.
Yeah.
That's, I have a feeling that Wausau would be a very dangerous 3-on-3 team. Not that we're not. We are too. But
right.
I think that they are kind of set up for that very well. And we're going to ride the hot hand again here with Foyles, Johnson, and Hoym. One back to Gus Thorpe. Gus tries to work it over to Hoym, and it's picked off by the Warriors. Warriors work it deep. Battling in the corner is Mason Johnson. Johnson over to Hoym, and a shot on. Stopped by Brett Krista, and it's kicked out. Ethan Foyles gives chase, but just didn't make it in time, and the icing is called. It'll be a defensive zone faceoff for the Cards. There's some confusion here, I think, from the refs, but must be with the score clock here.
Okay.
And it looks like they got to figure it out, and we'll go back to play. Looks like one on back by the Warriors, but picked off by the Cardinals. And Mason Johnson takes it back to regroup. Tries to move it over to Hoym. Back to Johnson. He slides it on over to Thorpe. And Thorpe's going to carry the puck over the red line and get it deep. Johnson gives chase in the corner as the Warriors try to break the puck out. And it's worked up to LeMay. LeMay turns and shoots. Didn't quite get anything on it. And it's back up to Thorpe now. Thorpe fires it back down for LeMay. And here comes the Warriors out of the zone. Great play by Carlson to keep the puck in the zone. And the Cardinals seem to be containing them here. Worked over to Krista, and it's offsides. Chris, a young player, it's a tough spot there.
It is.
In overtime, you know.
Now,
do I go or do I not?
I pull it back, try to get everybody on sides here. Get the line change anyway.
6:36 left in the first overtime session. They wave off the icing as it goes down to Swoboda. Swoboda moves it over to Bolin. Repulse picks it up off the boards. Looks for Carter Bolvie. It turned over in the neutral zone to the Warriors. Warriors turned it over to Swoboda. And there's a little scrum by the bench there. And looks like the Warriors come out of it, but the Cardinals quickly pick it up. And it's worked back into neutral ice. Carter Bovee sends it deep for the Cardinals as the Cards get a wholesale change, looks like, on the forward side. Back to Thorpe as he's looking to make a pass. He does to Johnson. Johnson to Foyles. Foyles gains a red line as he moves it across to Hoym. Hoym chips it to Thorpe. Thorpe drives in, and a really good save by Gunther keeps the game alive. And then icing by the Warriors, so the Cardinals will get a offensive zone faceoff here.
Yeah. And it'll be great. I mean, let's win that draw. I like Thorpe. I mean, he went in. He went to the net, pressed it hard.
He took the rock. Took the rock to the hole.
He did.
And didn't quite work out, but a great play anyhow. Johnson wins it over to Hoym. Hoym works it low, and he tries to center it, but it's tipped by the Warriors, and Shea carries it out. Work back to the Warriors' defense. And then Mason Johnson kind of bodies it up, and he moves it over to Hoym. Hoym with a shot on and a great save again by Gunther. One back to Gus Thorpe. Gus
nice
shoots.
Key.
And a glove save by Gunther. You think that, Thorpe would have wanted to kept that one a little bit lower.
I was thinking the same thing. Keep it low. Let's get a rebound. It kind of drifted high on him a little bit.
Okay. Line change for the Cardinals here. Looks like they're going to go with the Bowlby line. Bowlby wins it back to Carlson, and it's tipped and up into the ceiling. So get the same draw pretty much again. 4:49 left in the first session. And looks like they tried to run it downtown. It did not work. Down to Boland as he battles in the corner. Bowlby chips it out as Carlson gives chase. There's to Bowlby. He waits for everyone to get onside, and he carries it in. He turns and shoots. And then, you know, tough angle shot, but, you know, in a game like this, you never know what's going to happen.
Because Brett Carlson couldn't get out of the zone. So instead of throwing it in and letting Brett touch up, he just ragged it along the blue stripe and had a chance on Gunther.
Mason Johnson back in to take the draw. And here come the Warriors. It's chipped past Gus Thorpe, turned over to Sam Hebert, and he turns it over. What a block by Sam Thorpe to shut down a scoring chance by the Warriors. It's sent back up to the Warriors' point. And just missed again by the Warriors, but here comes Jackson Hoym. He's got foils with help. And
there's
going to be a slash called on the Warriors.
Come on, dude.
Wow. Well, here we go.
Well, so far we've been unsuccessful on the power play, but here we are at OT with our third and of the night. Let's make the third time the charm, huh?
3:53 left, and 2 minutes up on the board for the Cards. Johnson in to take the draw, and he wins it back to Gus Thorpe. Gus Thorpe over to Mason Johnson, back to Thorpe. Thorpe turns it first, and I thought that went.
Oh, man! From Michigan! And the he did the Michigan, and he won the game for the Cardinals.
Oh, what a shot.
Have never seen anything like that in my life. That was unbelievable.
What a shot right there.
I thought that it went in the first time on the tip, and then it kicked back below the
Jackson
net.
Hoym.
Jackson Hoym
picked
the puck up on his stick.
Unbelievable.
And did the Michigan, and he scored.
Wow.
I can't believe what I just saw.
Never done in a game.
He did it in a game. I mean, I can't believe that just happened.
4:12 of the overtime.
I don't even think Scott Parker's seen that one.
That was terrific.
I can hear him now. I've seen it all now.
Where you lift the puck up to Michigan and drop it in behind the goaltender over his shoulder. And Gunther was not expecting that for sure. Wow. Nice way to begin the week.
No kidding.
What a real battle from that Wausau West team.
Yeah, Cards had to grind it out. 3 points tonight for Jackson Hoym. Leads the team. He's got 34 on the season. What a score.
He did the Michigan. I still can't believe he did the Michigan.
We're going to put that in the yearbook. He did the Michigan.
I'm sure Wausau West is arguing a high stick, but it definitely wasn't. Looks like the game is over, but anyway.
Yeah.
Besides the point, that was fun.
Call it overtime win.
I guess I did.
Your first experience as a play-by-play guy. Thanks for filling in for a froggy-voiced veteran here. But that'll be fun. We'll talk about it at the Glass and Mirror post-game show coming up here on WOGO Radio. So we'll take a break, and we'll catch up with Scott Parker and see what he saw from ice level on that one in overtime as well. So stick around. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or Post Glass and Mirror.com.
To everyone who appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart, let our team member Emma tell you what's special about the Culver's way.
We take great tasting burgers seriously in Wisconsin. Favorite recipes, fresh ingredients, real Wisconsin cheese. It's a place where traditions matter. So of course it's where Culver's Butter Burger was born. Fresh, never frozen beef with a lightly buttered toasted bun.
What can we say? To us, it's a whole lot more than a burger. From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Before and after the game, stop by Culver's of Lake Halley, proud supporter of Chi High and McDonald Athletics.
Get fit and stay fit with the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Connect with your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their drop-in daycare service where caring team members watch your little ones so you can enjoy a worry-free workout. Building strong families in strong communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Artistry of Jackson Hoym tonight with the Michigan is what it's called in overtime. Incredible goal for the junior. And 3 points in the night. Time for a post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class Mirror in Chippewa Falls. It's quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Bet you didn't see that one coming, huh?
No, I didn't. I don't think anybody did. I've never seen that done in a high school game before. I mean, I've seen it on TV,
yep,
but that was something else. And I thought that we had already scored. So I thought that on when Gus Thorpe shot it in, I thought, yep, we tipped the puck in, but it was just our angle. It tipped right behind the net.
Yep.
And Jackson Hoym,
he was wide open. Nobody expected him to.
Right. And then he came behind the net and he put the puck up on his stick, and he just with ease, so fast, yep, just bam, right, yep, in the back, yep, of the net. Unreal.
We were stunned up here, and let's hear how it sounded.
And then to take the draw, and he wins it back to Gus Thorpe. Gus Thorpe over to Mason Johnson, back to Thorpe. Thorpe turns it first. And I thought that went.
Oh, my God! The Michigan by Hoym! And the.
What a
he
shot!
He did the Michigan and he won the game for the Cardinals.
Oh, what a shot!
I have
shot.
Never seen anything like that in my life. That was unbelievable. All right, it was unbelievable. Yeah, that. That was a fun way to end the night, for
no
sure.
No kidding. Yeah, especially just like such a...
I mean, where can you go from here? Your first play-by-play experience, and you call an overtime victory.
You know, Greg, I think I'm going to retire.
And on the Michigan,
I think
Chi High wins it.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to retire. I'm going to go out on top.
Yeah.
I think you're back.
Okay. Hopefully I'll be in better voice on Thursday, but thanks a lot for helping me out. But, man, that was fun.
Yeah, it was really fun.
So important for Chi High in a big week here
with incredible competition to get off on the right foot.
Absolutely. I mean, this is going to be a huge confidence booster. Like, to win the game in overtime is really, really hard to do. But I feel like they kind of got production from everywhere. You know, Derek Strong played an awesome tonight between the pipes. And then that third line, I thought, had another great game today. That Bovey, Reed Post, and who's it?
Carter.
Carter, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, just
Carter Bovey.
Awesome, awesome game from them. And then in the third period, they rode Mason Johnson and Jackson Hoyne.
Yep.
But
yep.
they can do that.
Yep.
And they should have played. I mean, they played out of their minds. So that was just really fun to watch. And to come out with a W in that manner is just – it's going to be a huge confidence booster this week, and I think tomorrow night Superior's probably going to be in some trouble.
Yeah, I think so. Just got to rest our legs here and see if we can steal one up at Superior tomorrow night before Hudson comes to town on Thursday. But that is a whole lot of fun. All right, our post-class and mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll send Coop downstairs to talk with Scott Parker and get his thoughts about the win here tonight. The what is it, 12th victory of the season for Chi High. They are 12-3 and now lost one in OT to Hudson. Now we have won an OT game against Wausau West here tonight. So the Cards had a battle back all night. Wausau West scored first on a 5-on-3. They have an awesome power play. Came in here at 47.6% on the man advantage, and they showed it because they got a couple of power play goals at 9:13 of the first. It was Grant Homestead, the first of two goals for the senior forward, and then Chi High scored at 7:26. Wausau got ahead at 2-0 on a power play goal at 8:23. Then Chi High in the first at 7:26. It was Carter Bovey from Reed Post, made it 2-1. Then at 14:29 of the first, Mason Johnson with the goal from Jackson Hoyme, first of 3 points for Hoyme. He had two goals and an assist tonight. And we went to the locker room at tied up at 2 apiece. And then, it was in the third. Let's go to the third period. It was Jackson Hoyme from Brett Krista at 3:18 of the third. It was 3-2 Chi High. And then Wausau West scored second goal for Grant Homestead, and it was tied up again. So we went into OT eventually, tied at 3 apiece. And that incredible goal by Jackson Hoyme, the Michigan play, the assist going to Gus Thorpe at 4:12. Of the overtime here tonight. So Chi High, that line of Mason Johnson, Jackson Hoyne chipping in for 3 of the 4 goals here tonight. And Hoyne picks up his 34th point, came in here at 31. He's 34 points now on the season. Let's get downstairs. Coop is with head coach Scott Parker. Coop, go ahead.
Well, Coach, first overtime win of the season. That has to feel good. How important is it to come out with a win tonight going into these games tomorrow?
Really big, because it's a seeding meeting game, and usually head-to-head wins out. And, you know, it was a Monday night game, not a lot of energy in the house, and give Wausau West a lot of credit. They played hard. They hung in there. We fought back, you know, it was an exciting hockey game. I mean, yeah, we could have played better, but it was exciting.
Absolutely. And I feel like I have to bring this up. In 36 years of coaching, have you ever seen a goal like that? Ever, even for the other team?
Well, I saw him lift it up. So he's done that before. I saw the puck come up, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, he's doing it again. And you know, this kid's practice this stuff, and any way it goes in the net is just fine with me. And he's a talented player. He works hard. Jackson is, there's no quit in him. And he's wearing an assistant captain patch for a reason, because of his attitude and his effort. And he doesn't quit. And you look at, he's in on 1, 2, 3 goals out of our 4. That's a difference. That's a difference maker when you talk hockey players. And I know that he wants to go to the next level. And those kind of efforts and attitude and the way he goes about his business is what's going to get him there. And like I said, you know, I think in 95 I used to see Luckowitz practice that a little bit. But no, I haven't seen that. You know, I know he did it earlier in the year. I didn't, you know, as you're talking to other players, sometimes you miss that. And I didn't miss this one. So, and I know Thompson's got a replay of it. So, exciting stuff. Their goalie played well. Our goalie played well. I think Strong, a big save in the first period. And he's really coming around. So, these are the kind of game that we got a target on our back, and everyone's going to come out and play their best hockey against us, and tomorrow night's going to be no different.
Just, you know, in closing up here, what are you expecting out of Superior tomorrow night?
Well, probably a heavy hitting game, probably more hitting tomorrow night than tonight. I know that in the North game and in this in the Superior game, there was each given a DQ. That's pretty heavy stuff in the world of high school hockey. So that means you're on warning, and you know, if you get another one, then you're playing on broken glass, and you don't want, you know, for those of you that don't know, we're the only sport in the WIA that if you get 3 DQs in a season, you are ineligible for postseason. So it's, as a coach, we are very mindful of that, and the referees are too. They tell you before the game, you know, stay off heads and backs. I don't know what the situation was, but it always gets his coaches and the players' attention. So, you know, maybe tomorrow night's game won't be as hard as hitting as they would want, because you get another one, then you're in big trouble. I know that Verona got 3, and the third one was in Minnesota, and they got it overturned, and they got lucky for that. WIA takes this stuff serious, so do we. We practice the hug technique. We practice before the game on our game sheet. You've seen that game sheet. The top thing says head contact, no checking from behind. So they I know they have a first-year coach. They have to be aware of this and to get your young men out of a WIA postseason. I've seen it happen maybe twice over the time I've been doing this. You don't want to have that for your team and your community. So it's a big deal, and as coaches, we preach it and we talk about it. And is it fair that we're the only sport? Probably not. Something now that we have to – I've been dealing with it for years, and we're going to keep talking about it too.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Coach. Congrats on the win. Anyway, Greg Becker.
Any way we can get it.
You thank bet. You. Yes, all right, guys. Yeah, thank you very much. So our post-glass and mirror post-game show and the stats brought to you by Holly Bovey. Our names you know, stats recap, Holly Bovey, Caldwell Banker, Bonizer Realtors, names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Chi High Boys traveling to Superior tomorrow night. We'll be with the girls, CFM girls hockey tomorrow night here on WOGO. 640 pregame show. Michaela Hogan will join me as the Sabres take on Hudson, and then we'll have the boys game against Hudson here at home. Chihai looking for a bit of revenge after losing to the Raiders 2-1 in overtime in the first game back on the 1st of December. Would love to get this one against Hudson on Thursday night. So that's it. Overtime win here tonight for Chihai. Coop, thanks for helping me out.
Yeah.
On a night where my voice wasn't 100%, maybe not even 20%. Did a great job. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely.
I had fun, but I struggled. But
yeah, you did great.
Okay.
All right, so that's it. Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios, keeping us on the air. Thanks to him. And we'll be back here tomorrow night for girls hockey here on WOGO Radio. For Coop, I'm Greg Stewart. And for Dawson, thank you very much. Final and overtime again, Chi-High 4 and Wausau West 3. Good night.
Chi-High Hockey on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovee of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening to Cardinals Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled program already in progress.
WOGO, your sports.